fear is proof that God loves us and wants us to be happy. Wise man.
I'm Officer Smith. I'm going to have to ask you to step out of the vehicle, please.
My life is a wreck.
Well, I have some great news. I was able to save thousands of dollars in interest by having my credit repaired at RepairMyCreditNow.com.
What?
Thanks, RepairMyCreditNow.com.
Hi, it's Fitz. And what you heard just a second ago was me acting like a police officer.
No, I might have fooled you, but this is real life. RepairMyCreditNow.com.
Is your life a wreck? RepairMyCreditNow.com.
Slow pace, no pace. Has your wife told you to hit the highway?
You better hit the wreck.
Charge offs, bankruptcy, repos.
RepairMyCreditNow.com.
Your credit is your future. Log on now.
RepairMyCreditNow.com.
It's the law.
All items on your credit report must be validated or deleted.
Log on now.
RepairMyCreditNow.com.
Your credit is your future. Look to your left, look to your right. Your father, your boss, your next door neighbor. 3 out of 4 of you are infected. Your credit is your future. Protect it. Get your credit tested now.
Log on. RepairMyCreditNow.com.
Hello, this is Belvedere Vodka and The Beautiful Life. Today we're discussing how to survive a shark attack. At first blush, the subject has seemingly nothing to do with Beautiful Life. But one never knows when one may be swimming off one's yacht in shark-infested waters. 1. Hit back. If a shark attacks, hit it with anything. A martini glass, a bottle of Belvedere, a swimming companion, anything. Hit the offending shark in the eyes or gills. Contrary to popular belief, hitting the shark in the nose will only piss him off. And research tells us it is not a good idea to piss off a shark. 2. Keep hitting. Sharks enjoy being on the offensive. That's why they're sharks. So it's best to put the shark on the defensive by hitting him as often as possible. Now pour yourself a Belvedere. You have survived a shark attack and may continue living the beautiful life. Research tells us one is less likely to live the beautiful life if one has been eaten by a shark.
Indulge moderately in Belvedere Vodka, 40% alcohol by volume, distilled from Rye, Millennium, and Port Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Some people say there's a lot of difference between listening to Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket and our sister station, Talk Radio 570 KLIF. But when you break it down, we're really not that different. You see, they've got Fox News, we've got E! News, they've got Dr. Laura, and we look at naked pictures of Dr. Laura. They've got Big Bill O'Reilly, and we've got Big Bill Dwayne Parcells. They have Daryl and Carlo. We have Donovan Miller. They love Bush. We love Bush. Jenna and Barbara, that is. They have Greg Knapp in the afternoons. George Dunham takes naps in the afternoon. We have breaking sports news first guaranteed. They have the latest breaking news and information guaranteed. 570 KLIF is like your own Cliff Notes version of today's headlines, so you actually know a little bit more than how to calculate a batting average in your head or how to spot a cover 2 on third down. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, and 570 KLIF. One knows sports, the other knows news. You decide.
So, you know you want to make a change to better vision, but how do you know which vision correction procedure is right for you? LASIK? Custom View Interlasik? CK? Crystal Lens? Your first step is a phone call to the Tylock Eye Care and Laser Center at 972-258-6400. We sponsor a complimentary vision seminar each Tuesday night. Call to reserve your seat at the seminar and you will learn about the most proven technology and latest advancements. Dr. Tylock will also perform a live custom view intralasic procedure so you can talk to a patient about what LASIK is really like. Then to top it off, you get a $200 discount toward your LASIK procedure. So call today and let the Tylock Eye Care and Laser Center take the confusion out of vision correction. Call 972-258-6400. That's 972-258-6400. Or visit us at Tylock.com. Tylock Eye Care and Laser Center. Let us make things perfectly clear for you.
Can get pretty physical.
Well, I go into every game expecting to get beat up. This is a great defense coming off a pretty good year they had last year. So they do a lot of things as far as like blitzing and bringing corners and safeties and trying to confuse your disruptions. You got to be sharp, just get in the film room a little bit more and be prepared for it.
On the injury front, rookie linebacker Kevin Burnett practiced yesterday, but he's still listed as questionable for Monday night after getting his knee scoped over a week ago. Number 2, Texas has a much easier game this week at home after beating Ohio State in Columbus last week. But head coach Mack Brown knows they can't enjoy the win over the Buckeyes for too long.
The difference in it in our last game with Michigan was that we could enjoy that one for 6 months, and now we've got to go back to work. We'll have to look forward to Rice coming in this weekend and quit talking about Ohio State.
tonight at 6 o'clock. The Horns host Rice at 6 o'clock. You can see that game on Fox Sports Net Southwest. The Rangers won their third straight last night as they got past the Mariners 5-3 tonight at 7:05. Kenny Rogers tries to make it 4 in a row for the Rangers. In other baseball news, Giants slugger Barry Bonds hit career home run number 704 last night against the Dodgers. Bonds is just now 10 back of Babe Ruth for second on the all-time home run list. Our next Ticket Ticker coming up at 10:10, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box, Saturday mornings 8 to 10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Just a bunch of guys who used to search for the perfect high. Now, we're searching for the perfect high-yield mutual fund.
9:55 on the ticket. T-Box winding down at Friendly Chevrolet, but you can come by here all day today. For as little as $550 a month, you can get a brand new Corvette. And you get free tires for life on any vehicle, new or pre-owned.
Very cool.
That is incredible. Still got GM employee pricing.
That's very cool.
Boy, did other dealerships get on that bandwagon?
Wow, but it was such a good deal, you know.
Amazing. I want to say thank you to our lovely ticket chicks, Claudia and Serrata, for coming out here today. And Eric for running board and then some promotions back at the station. We have Jaron for doing everything to keep us on the air.
You know, I never, very nice. We had Jason for so long, I never thought anybody could fill Jason's shoes. Jaron does a heck of a job.
Does a good job. And Sean Bass and the new guy, some Pete Tenney, doing ticket tickers for us.
We hear he's got wild hair.
Yep. Next week, we will be at Cowboys Golf Club to follow up on our tournament for tomorrow. Somebody, and we have two shotguns, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. The four closest tee shots, meaning one on each par three, come back the following week, next week, during our show. Each will get one shot, closest to 150-yard pin, for a brand-new car, a Volkswagen convertible.
Very good. So you can see, I think there's going to be eight wheels-off shots next Saturday.
Maybe. But we'll do during our show, Cowboys. And
And you can also, during that next Saturday, come on out at Cowboys. They're going to have a demo day out there.
Yeah.
Have hot dogs. Have just a good old time. So you can watch these eight people throw up all over themselves. And also, they'll have a launch monitor out there. You can do a lot of fun stuff out there.
Yeah, so it'll be fun. Tomorrow's our big tournament. I want to thank Boardwalk Volkswagen.
Somebody already came.
Doers 12, Callaway, Reebok, Deidre, Eagle Golf, TPC Craig Ranch, Foga de Chow, the TMS Driving Experience. A lot of people contributed. We'll look to have a really good time tomorrow. We'll be tired.
Yeah.
Two shotguns, man, and they just pour me into my bed. It's all done, but it's always a good time. And also, guys that are listening and playing tomorrow, we're have some raffle prizes, some really cool raffle prizes to give away, and it all goes to the Red Cross.
Yeah, so that's you want to bring an extra $5, bring it.
Yeah.
Because you got some really cool things to win, and we're going to give all the money right across. So.
And yes, we did give away the Cowboy tickets that somebody brought in for Persimmon Woods.
And we got a second guy right here with another Persimmon Woods. See, people still have them.
Yeah, they still got them.
I wonder if people still use them.
I do.
You do?
All right, P1s, you got the great Gordo here. God has called me for some time now. 9:58 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You've been listening to the T-Box, all the stuff about you want to listen to.
I want you to send out an audition tape with that voice.
And I will, and I'll probably get a bunch of jobs.
Somebody will hire you.
What a great reality show.
Somebody will hire you.
You should just go to auditions and send your tape and see how it goes.
Hey, speaking of great reality shows, I finally got around to watching the Danny Bonaducci show.
Where's that on?
It's on VH1.
Is that still on?
It's called Breaking Bonaducci. No, it's brand new.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah.
I guess I was thinking about his talk show.
Isn't he a DJ in Chicago still or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what it is he's good.
He's a spare. He's annoying.
What's the
reality show? He's really smart.
Yeah.
And he's really, he is annoying.
He's acerbic.
And it is just, it's just wheels off. The first episode, he and his wife are going to marriage counseling because Danny had an affair. And they're talking about that, and his wife is talking about how she's just not interested in sex anymore. And he's like, well, what kind of position does that put me in? But she said, you know, she just loves him. She won't leave him, even though he cheats on her.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing she will leave him on is if he starts drinking again. And he had quit drinking 6 months ago.
So let's put this in perspective. Would you rather drink or have sex with other women? What?
He was taking the antabuse, you know, thing, which is like a drug that if you You know, if you drink it while you're taking antibiotics,
violently ill.
Yeah, you get makes you really sick, makes you vomit and everything.
I did that last
Well,
night.
He had secretly been switching out his antibiotics for aspirin for the past 3 weeks because he was gearing up for a Vegas trip.
Somebody needs help. Somebody needs an intervention there.
And the highlights of what's coming up look really good because it looks like he's been taking steroids and he's having roid rage. And
my question is, how much of it is a bit and how much is it real? That's what always makes me get a little cynical about these shows. Because
yeah.
I know they're on TV and nothing is really real because everybody, you know, there's a camera staring
right.
at you.
Right.
How much is played up?
I think that they, it's played up a little bit, but the guy is certainly wheels off. I mean, it's Danny Bonaducci, for goodness sake.
I saw him in the Atlantis Hotel down in the Bahamas a couple years
saw
ago.
Saw him perform? Or he was just there?
Yeah, he was there with his family. And he was chain smoking while his kids were playing in the waiting pool. He's got tattoos all over the place.
Yeah, tattoos, and he smokes. Yeah, he smokes all the time.
But everybody my age that was there recognized him.
Really?
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
But nobody else, you know, nobody else my kid's age knows what the Partridge Family is unless you watch TV Time or whatever that
TV Land.
Yeah, classic TV channel is. So, yeah, I don't know.
It was good. You ought to check it out.
VH1, huh?
Breaking Bonaducci. I think it comes on Sunday nights.
Well, he's
so
around.
I'm trying to get involved in TV again and start watching some of these shows that everybody's talking about.
So you can try and mimic someone else's career?
Yes.
Do you have TiVo?
Yes, I do.
You need to get punch in Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah.
They have a new show, Extra.
That's yeah, I want to see that. That Gervais show?
Yeah, that's the guy that was in The Office.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be very funny.
Has that started yet?
Next week.
Okay.
Next week.
But I want to start, of course, watch Curb. I want to watch that one.
Punch In, Nip Tuck.
Yeah.
Nip Tuck starts pretty soon, too, doesn't it?
Punch that one in.
Starts Tuesday. And Lost. Lost is pretty good. It's
yeah,
easy, but funny. Yeah.
Should I watch The Lost?
You got to watch The Lost.
All right, what other shows should I be watching? Family Guy still on?
Yeah, Family Guy's got new episodes.
You know what else is good? House.
Yeah, what's that?
It's
a medical drama.
But he's really cynical and wheels off. He's good.
All right, you need to watch, let me open up a Word document where I can start writing these down.
You need to watch my Super Sweet 16.
What's that?
It's the train wreck birthday show on MTV where these rich girls get $1 million Sweet 16 parties thrown for them.
Really?
You're kidding me.
What do you need to do with that?
And while you're at it, you need to watch Laguna Beach, The Real O.C., and you should go ahead and watch the O.C. while you're at it, too.
Should I watch the O.C.?
It used to be good.
All right, wait a second. All right. Curb, certainly.
Yep. Extra.
Extra. All right.
I would not watch Rome.
Does that?
I made it through like 10 minutes of Rome.
I am going to watch the Bonaducci until it gets bad.
That's like the Deadwood, the current Deadwood.
Deadwood's awesome, though. That's
no.
Good.
Man,
you watch Arrested Development?
I started watching. No, I've never watched Arrested Development.
Yeah,
can
I
put that down?
Yeah.
Supposed to be funny.
That's good.
What else? Nip Tuck.
Yeah.
No, you like it.
No, I'm the one who started watching it at my house, and my wife likes it now.
FX.
She likes that Julian McMahon guy.
FX is very, very edgy.
But they jumped the shark last season.
Yeah, they
got
did.
Stupid.
Yeah, they did.
Which part?
I would agree with that.
What part?
The clown.
Yeah, it was going well, and then all of a sudden it just seemed like the episode started getting weirder, and I don't know.
I read a preview.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so get that.
What was the preview?
Yeah. Oh, I got the Entertainment Weekly this week because I was on a plane this week, and I was reading the preview of season 3 of Nip Tuck, and I'd never watched it. And I've got a friend who's totally into it and is trying to convince me to go back and watch the first two seasons on DVD and start watching season 3. And so I was trying to figure out what the phenomenon was. I didn't really understand that it was
plastic surgery.
I knew that, but I didn't know it was kind of a drama, kind of a comedy, kind of a...
No, I don't know comedy at
it's
all.
Dark.
Well,
it's kind of a dark comedy.
Yeah, kind of a dark comedy, but it's got, you know, the thriller element and a total soap opera.
Yeah.
And, you know, I didn't understand what the bit was. And so I was reading about just all the crazy storylines and, like, Fonka Johnson being, like, a transgender and all this stuff.
She's hot, too.
If I came across someone that was transgender that looked like her, I might...
Oh, there's no doubt.
I might go ahead and just...
There's no doubt. I'd make love to you. Just if I even heard about somebody being good-looking.
Am I Persimmon Wood?
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, so I got Curb, Extra, Arrested Development, Nip Tuck, Family Guy. What else did you say? What is Over There any good?
It's not bad. Actually, you know, almost anything on FX.
What was the other one? Entourage? Do I need to watch
Entourage
that?
Entourage is done.
It's done,
but I'm sure they'll be rerunning.
That is the greatest show.
It's pretty good.
When they come out with, like, season one, is it...
They already have it.
I'm going to get that.
In fact, they have the first
Everybody
season.
Talks about it, and I haven't seen it yet.
All right, what else am I missing here?
Let's see. Anything else on Sunday? I don't know. I kind of get into CSI a little bit when I'm around it. That's a beauty TiVo. You can either watch it or not, but at least you know it's there.
Yeah, you can... Go ahead and season pass all.
Well, how many are there? Aren't there like five different CSIs?
Yes.
I don't watch any of the CSIs.
They're okay.
They tease me out.
I like House. I think you'd like House.
What is House?
House is a guy who...
How about Laguna Beach? I want to start seeing that.
Yeah, you need to watch Laguna Beach and My Super Sweet 16.
Oh, yeah.
O.C.
Oh, Danny Bonaduce.
Super Sweet 16. Real World Austin is almost done, but it's been pretty entertaining.
You know what else is pretty good, even though it's kind of sports-oriented, is Costas Now. It's on Friday night. He has some really good stuff on there.
I didn't see it last night, but last week was really good with that round table with those
guys. Yeah, that round table, and they always have a really good expose, and it's not sports-related as much. And Costas is a good interviewer.
Being Bobby Brown was good, but I think it's over.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to see that, too. Maybe they'll rerun that.
But I think that's a pretty good start for you.
I heard that they were just so wheels off.
Oh, Whitney is just...
See, this is why I don't get into TV. It's look at all these things that I'll be a slave to now.
And you know that... Oh, and you forgot Lost.
Lost. Yeah, throw that in there.
That's why Curb is so good. It's only 30 minutes.
Yeah, but... And you know that this season, this fall, there's going to be two or three shows that are going to be new that everybody's going to be talking about that you're going to have to try and invest in.
Well, ABC also has another ripoff of Lost, Invasion.
Yeah, I don't know. The
hurricane
would
be interesting.
Let's go to the phones. Hire the tickets.
I haven't seen that show.
There's two shows that I'm looking forward to this fall. There's that Everybody Hates Chris, the Chris Rock show on UPN.
It's got good reviews.
And he only like narrates it, but it's about, you know, his childhood when he was like 10 or something.
Does he find the fingers?
The fingers?
Fingers.
He got
those, weird mutated gnarl fingers that he had.
Oh. No, it doesn't go into the background of his finger.
Go into the accident?
No.
Gnarl finger.
But you notice that? What's with that?
No.
You never noticed Chris Rock's gnarl hand?
No.
Oh, man.
Is he disgusting? Does he have long skeleton fingers?
Yeah, long skeleton fingers, and they're always, like, at arthritic angles and stuff, you know?
Like a Warped Tree brand voice.
What?
And,
what's the other one?
The other one is,
Meyer on the Ticket.
I stay away from them TV shows. Them idiots are telling you to watch all that women junk. You stick with HBO. The show Rome is excellent.
No, it's not. It sucks.
Yes, it is. It's history. How could it not be?
It doesn't go anywhere.
And Entourage is a good show. You got your Sopranos. You got your 6 Feet. I mean,
6 Feet's done, sir.
I've never watched 6 Feet.
Well, television is lame anymore. HBO is the way to go.
Television is lame anymore.
But HBO is the way to go. HBO isn't TV, though.
Yeah, but it's not.
It's more than TV.
You watch TV, you got to pause through commercials and fast forwards.
That's the genius.
I mean, TiVo's the greatest invention since bread. But
not even sliced bread, just bread.
Bread.
Yeah.
Bread.
Yeah.
I hate watching.
Remember that invention on Rome?
I'm always trying to grab my remote and pass forward through, like, the T-box and all that. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't have that.
Hey, so what is... Could you take the most refined piece of English literature and have this guy read it and it's refined?
King Lear?
Yeah.
I can do it.
So what's so great about Rome? What do you like best about Rome?
What is Rome about?
The, look at those. The romantic positions they put each other in, or the door, or what?
Huh?
Huh? What?
Is there a theme song?
I'm sure that I've been thinking of that, but to say,
last night to trade vehicles, and Bob and Dan Drive, they've done a great job. Them guys.
What are we talking about?
Hi, Sports Radio 13's in the ticket.
Hey, Gordo.
Yeah.
Give us some information on the dancing juggy girl on your website.
Oh, yeah, gosh, man. You haven't probably been, Dave, but...
Yeah, not this week.
There's a little GIF, right?
Right.
Did you say GIF or JIF?
I think GIF.
Yeah.
I say GIF.
Of this girl dancing. She's got kind of big jugs.
Is she topless?
No. But everyone has been asking me about her. Someone just sent me this GIF, and she's cute, so I just put it up there.
All right, I'm going to crash your website right now.
Oh. And so I've gotten more email, people saying, where can I find out more about her? I mean, like, all these pervs have come out of the woodwork.
On the count of three, everybody log on to GordonKeith.com.
But someone told me that her website is ChristinaModel.com.
Is she knocking herself in the head or what?
They're big and natural. I know that much.
Okay.
All right, thanks for your call, sir.
Yep. 2-1
Crash.
Everybody log on.
Stop it. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket with the T-Box.
Hey, are y'all still talking about the TV shows?
Yeah,
oh my God.
I'm trying to...
She's awesome.
Yeah, she is. I'm trying to line up what I should be watching, and so far I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 shows that I need to start watching.
Got to be current.
Is there?
Yeah.
Okay, Rescue Me, best TV show on.
Yeah, I've heard that, and I haven't watched it.
What is that one?
Awesome.
It's the Dennis Leary firefighter kind of comedy drama.
The writing on it is amazing.
All right.
Great.
How's the acting?
True greatness.
Oh. Dennis Leary kind of throws me around a little
bit. I'm telling
you,
FX is pretty good.
Higher on AM radio.
She doesn't look that good here.
No, but she looks better on the thing that I got.
Yeah.
Hey, go to the free section. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a show that... excellently written, and it's called Veronica Mars, and you're going to laugh, but I'm a 40-year-old white guy, and it's like the best on TV, and I'm...
Veronica Mars?
Yeah, it's on UPN. Ed Bark gave it a name, so I thought, well, I'll try it, and man, it is awesome.
What's it about?
Veronica Mars. Well, her dad's like a private detective, and she's kind of like a Ferris Bueller's Day Off all the time, so...
Ferris Bueller's Day Off all the time,
right
okay.
Now.
Hi, you're on AM radio.
Yeah, hey, Gordo.
Yeah.
Hey, this is the guy who got his finger ripped off by a chow.
Oh, yeah, I haven't read your email yet.
By a what?
A chow.
Oh. They're mean.
Those are ugly, nasty dogs.
The girl is ChristinaModel.com. She is there.
Yeah, and you know what? She's disappointing on her website. She's much better. Just look at the thing on GordonKeith.com and just let that be all you know of her, and you'll be much happier.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, I have the show to recommend.
Okay.
The Real World, Austin.
I know, it's good, isn't it?
Dude, that blonde-haired chick on there.
Melinda, is that her name?
Man, how can that thing be good? Isn't that played out?
What's the premise?
Well, it's the same as always. They just got, you know, whatever, 16
people
living
in the house.
When Mark yelled at me, I really thought he overstepped his bounds. Everybody hurts.
But, dude.
It's pretty funny.
That girl, Melinda, is smoking.
Yeah, she's really hot.
And then you got that guy, Danny, smoking crack, wondering if he should be out playing the field.
Yeah, this girl is totally hot and wants to be with, you know...
She wants to do nothing but sleep with...
Yeah, she wants to just have sex with this other guy in the house nonstop.
Again, how much is it a bit? How much is it real?
It's real. And he's like, you know, this is all happening too fast. You know, I only have one chance to be in this house and be in this city, and I need to, you know, be going out and having a good time and hooking up with girls.
Dude, he can get trimmed back at home. He needs to be tagging this while he has the chance.
Yeah, okay, no kidding. Some of that was worded insensitively.
I mean, your call.
You know, he's going to be
he's going to be notorious when he gets home. He can get all he wants when he gets home. He needs to take advantage of this hot piece living under his house.
Yeah, listen to Davey.
Living under his house.
Yeah, in the crawl space.
Drag her under the house.
You're on AM radio.
Starved, buddy.
Oh, yes. Now, I have several of those recorded and I haven't watched it yet.
First one?
Starved. It's four people with, like, eating disorders that live together, and I've heard it is really, really funny.
Sounds very funny.
Over the top.
Yeah. Bulimia is nothing funnier than that.
Exactly.
Except anorexia.
Good point.
When the guy can purge without actually making a noise. And the only reason he gets the strength up is because he goes into a gay bar restroom to get his strength to purge without actually heaving. It's pretty funny.
Do they have like a purge trough in the house or something?
No,
I think Rick went too far.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on AM radio.
Okay, I have a couple shows.
Okay.
Mm.
Are we only hitting rural areas today?
Is this Gordon?
Yeah.
You know who this is then.
Oh, this is Christina.
So only 104.1 beaming into Oklahoma is working today.
Yeah.
Real
you got to get rid of that accent, Christina.
You know, I can't.
Is it ChristinaModel.com?
No, it's in Christina Model.
No, she probably doesn't have the accent that I have. But Starved and Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
What?
I've heard that's good. Never seen it.
Only Sunny in Philadelphia?
Always Sunny.
Yeah, there.
Is that on FX too?
Yes, both of those are. Now, Starved is about these people with eating disorders.
Really?
Disorders?
Yeah, eating disorders. Like, you know, one of them's bulimic, then you have the anorexia.
Yeah, we know what eating disorders are. Yeah, do they have a protein trough?
Well, it's very, very funny, and then Always Sunny in Philadelphia is absolutely hilarious.
All right, hey, listen, lose that accent before you call back. I cannot stand that.
Oh, there's no,
it makes my ears bleed.
But you have to fight through it. You know it.
Yeah, I didn't understand the verb.
So check them out. They're only 30 minutes each, so they're quick watchers.
Oh, gosh, please. Thank you.
You know, there's a new show on, I think, NBC this fall.
Annoying Night Show?
With one of my favorite actors, Jason Lee.
Uh-huh.
It's that My Name is Earl. You've probably seen the promos for it. It's just about this total white trash dude that wins the lottery.
My Name is Earl?
Yeah.
When does that start?
Next couple weeks, I think.
That would be funny.
Okay, here's my question.
Okay, we're up to 23 shows now.
Could you be a TV reviewer, TV show?
No, I don't understand how Ed Mark does this.
You must have to watch TV 10 hours a day.
You know what? I think you get
right about
I think you get really good at opinion making.
Or
you know, you're watching like 4 minutes and then you
skimming through it.
Right.
You watch the preview and write about it and trash it.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket with T-Box AM.
So Walensky reviews TV.
Hey, there's must-see Firecracker video at rantfan.net.
Must-see what?
What channel is that on?
Hi, you're on The Ticket.
Hey, Gordon, you got to watch House because he's an ass just like you.
What is House? What is it again?
Let's end on a high. Medical drama.
That's what?
It's a medical drama. He's like a clairvoyant. He can see into people's bodies.
He's like a top medical prognosticator. So
that sounds just like me.
He's like Jimmy the Greek.
But here's a guy. He's from Great Britain, and he has.
You look at black people and tell you why they're great.
He has a perfect American dialect.
Hmm.
You never know he's from Great Britain.
Hi, you're on AM.
Hi, Gordon.
Hey.
I got a show.
Okay.
21 Jump Street.
All right, that's a little out of date.
Send out a high.
Is that a high? Hi, you're on The Ticket.
Hey, good morning. Want to cast my vote for the show you should be watching on TV because it's so good you should be watching it.
Right.
Sunday night, TNT, and the show is called Wanted. It's awesome.
Do I have that one yet?
Wanted.
What's
that? I haven't even heard of that.
What is that one about?
Like cops?
Yeah,
show?
It's a team of five cops, Marshall, NCIS, Deputy Sheriff, FBI, and they go after the 100 most wanted every week. One of the 100 every week.
And so there's going to be 100 episodes?
At least.
What's that show on the Comedy Channel? Reno?
Reno 911.
That's not bad.
That can be really funny.
That's got to go.
South Park is still good, and they just signed for 3 more years, unbelievably.
Geez, all right, I haven't put that one down. South Park.
Wow.
Okay.
Never seen that.
Hi, AM Radio is with you. I haven't heard that show. Hi, you're on The Ticket.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey.
I'm calling about, man, HBO, it's all about Cat House.
Oh, yeah. Big Dick is going to be on that show at some point.
They actually show that? I didn't know they were allowed to show that.
And also...
Richard Hunter.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Also,
but he was there for his wedding, remember, at the chicken ranch.
I know.
The bunny ranch.
I heard about it. I haven't seen it yet.
And the HBO cameras were there when he was there. So
I think that's not a reality show.
Richard Hunter's life?
Yeah.
Desperate Housewives.
It will be. Yeah, Desperate
Housewives?
Should I watch Desperate Housewives?
Yeah.
You know what? I really never got into it, so I don't know. I can't.
Yeah, it's not bad.
All right.
There's too many shows on.
Okay, coming up next.
TV full time.
Coming up next, I'll review the list.
No, don't.
Rock beats scissors. Scissors beats paper. Paper beats rock. Hello. This is Belvedere Vodka for The Beautiful Life. And today we're discussing that most beautiful game, rock, paper, scissors. The caveat. If you think this is a game of chance, you're a fool and will be beaten like scissors to rock. Hint, know the enemy. If your enemy leads with rock, he prefers brute force to strategy. Destroy him with cunning tactic. If paper is his chosen lead, he is a sneaky ferret trying to turn aggressive play against you. His strategy will, however, change if faced with losing. The specter of imminent defeat turns even the subtlest player into a rock-wielding troglodyte. If he is a scissors man, he combines the heavy-handed force of rock with the finesse of paper. You will need to be at your best to vanquish him. Celebrate vanquishing him with a Belvedere. The only vodka worthy of rock, paper, scissors, and the beautiful life.
Indulge moderately in Belvedere Vodka. 40% alcohol by volume distilled from Rye, Millennium, and Port, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
You're listening to America's favorite sports station, Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Part of a family of favorites, like America's favorite country music station, The Ticket's big brother with a straw hat, 99.5 The Wolf, The Wolf's Den made the family proud by winning the Marconi Award for Station of the Year. It's the home of the Bobby Mitchell Wake Up with the Wolf Morning Show, Amy B., Hollywood Henderson, Cody Allen, and Airwolf Traffic with Justin Frizzell. They've got a 50,000-watt stick with the best Texas country music this side of the Red River. So when you find yourself laying on your back with tears in your ears, crying over your last failed relationship, or maybe you just want to strap on some Support the Troops red-blooded Americana, feel better longer with some feel-good music from the Wolf's Pat Green, Jack Ingram, Charlie Robinson, and Robert Earl Keen. Remember your family of favorites, 99.5 The Wolf, and everyone's favorite drunk uncle, Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Isn't technology great? I love listening online when it's convenient for me. Hi, this is Dane Miner, General Manager of Freeman Toyota. Are you aware that you can buy a car with the same ease and convenience that you're enjoying right now while listening online? Log on to FreemanToyota.com and you can get a price quote from one of our managers. You can appraise your trade, get a payment quote, discuss different options for financing. All of this information is readily available for you, and Freeman Toyota is happy to provide it for you without you even stepping foot on our lot. A couple of incentives running right now. You can lease a Camry for $249 a month for 36 months. Or how about a 41-mile-per-gallon Corolla for $199 a month for the same 36 months. Both of these offers are with zero out-of-pocket. Freeman Toyota will deliver your vehicle and paperwork to your home or office to try to save you time and money. We've sold over 1,000 customers year-to-date right over the web. Our customers are telling us that their purchase was the easiest, most pleasant car buying experience ever. Come and see why at FreemanToyota.com. Hi, this is Dane Miner, General Manager of Freeman Toyota. If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, here's a couple of things you should strongly consider. Toyota is one of the most reliable and affordable vehicles on the road today. And the Freeman family is one of the most trusted and respected names in the automobile business. When you combine the two, you have a combination that is guaranteed to work for you. With Freeman Toyota's intense focus on customer satisfaction and Toyota's great value, you can't go wrong in your automobile buying decision. For example, lease a double cab Tundra for just $269 a month for 36 months. Or our best-selling SUV, the 4Runner, for $349 a month for 36 months. And these offers are with zero out-of-pocket. Come and visit us today and see what our current customers already know. Freeman Toyota is committed to making you number one. We are located at 183 and 820 on the affordable side of the Metroplex, or pick up your phone and call us toll-free at 1-800-NEW-CARS or log on to FreemanToyota.com. Freeman Toyota, where character and reputation make the difference.
At Moritz Chevrolet of Fort Worth, you'll find a team dedicated to top performance. At Moritz, they pride themselves in giving their customers lower prices and exceptional service. The folks at Moritz will work hard to help you find the car, truck, or SUV that you're looking for. You get the best selection, and always the absolute best price on a new Chevrolet. Visit Moritz Chevrolet of Fort Worth today on Campui, just west of Loop 820 in Fort Worth. From the Chevy Silverado to the SSR, they've got your new truck. And the selection's incredible. There's always plenty to choose from. Looking for the car of your dreams? You'll find it right there. Moritz has over 25 acres of inventory. The best selection at the absolute best price. That's Moritz Chevrolet. On Campui, just west of Loop 820 in Fort Worth. Or visit them online at MoritzChevrolet.com. That's Moritz Chevrolet. Chevy, an American revolution.
Worrying when your child was a little bit late. The inability to order dinner on your way home. Finding people in crowded places was almost an impossibility. Life, BCT, before cell phones. Fortunately, that's in the past. And while we do have to deal with the occasional phone ringing in a movie, the benefits are well worth the sacrifices. Enter Five Points Wireless, an authorized Verizon and Sprint dealer. They have a plan that will meet your needs. Get a free phone and an earpiece or a leather case with new activation. Flip phones start at only $19.99 and camera phones start at only $49.99. At 5 Points Wireless, credit problems aren't problems at all. They have a solution for you. And no one is better than 5 Points Wireless for service during and after the sale. Call 866-552-9334 for the location nearest you. 866-552-9334. Stop living with the hassle, BCB. 5 Points Wireless. In Siegelville, 40, Cattle Mills, and coming soon to Wyoming and Dallas.
Signs of football. very patient offensively and executed well and played very well on defense. Held them out of the end zone without a score and played well in the red zone.
Kickoff is set for 11:30 this morning, but you can hear the game on the ticket beginning at 11. There is football north of the Metroplex tonight as North Texas hosts Tulsa at 6 o'clock at Southfield. The Mean Green are 1-0 for the first time since 1996. Another local action today, number 21 Oklahoma visits the Rose Bowl as they take on UCLA. Number 19 Texas Tech has another cupcake with Sam Houston State. Baylor's on the road against Army. And number 2 Texas is a 41-point favorite as they host Rice tonight at 6 o'clock. And the Cowboys and Redskins get the national stage Monday night. The Cowboys are inducting Aikman, Urban, and Emmitt Smith into the Ring of Honor at halftime. And Cowboy quarterback Drew Bledsoe wants to deliver for the triplets.
Oh, man, that's cool. And hopefully we can go out and put up a W for them so we don't spoil the night when they all go into the Ring of Honor.
The Tickets Cowboys countdown to kickoff gets underway at 7 o'clock Monday night. Our next ticket ticker coming up at 10:30, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spent listening to The Rant. Today, 10 to 11 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
All right, we don't have time for the theme song.
No.
Okay, so cut the song. Jeez. Listen to The Rant. Gordon Keith, Davey Lane. Okay, here are the shows I have that I've been told to watch, all right?
And you got some emails in the break, too, right? Have you added those?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so this is where we're at. Curb Your Enthusiasm.
One.
Extra.
Two.
Bonaducci.
Three.
Arrested Development.
Four.
Nip Tuck.
Five.
Family Guy.
Six.
Entourage.
Seven.
Laguna Beach.
Eight.
The O.C.
Nine.
Super Sweet 16.
Ten.
Being Bobby Brown.
11.
Lost.
12.
Rescue Me.
13.
Veronica Mars.
14.
Starved.
15.
Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
16.
My Name is Earl.
17.
House.
18.
South Park.
19.
Cat House.
20.
Desperate Housewives.
21.
Trailer Park Boys on BBC America.
22.
And Intervention.
23.
That's 23 shows. See, when I made the decision, I'll start watching a little TV. Already I have 23 shows I have to watch.
Yeah, and so that's probably what, maybe 16 hours a week of TV?
At least, yeah.
Maybe less if you're TiVoing and skipping commercials.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it's 14 hours of TV.
And I'm overwhelmed. And this is just, you know, the beginning of the list.
But yeah.
I just started making this list 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, because you'll get a ton of email and other recommendations, too.
But part of me has always felt guilty. I feel like it is part of my job to kind of know what's going on.
You've got to be plugged into pop culture. You need to at least sample all of these shows.
Right.
And then just kind of make your, you know, top five or six selections of what you're going to keep up with on a weekly basis.
Mm-hmm. So there you have it, 23 shows. Thank you, P1. I'll take one call. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, I got a few more shows for you.
Oh, my gosh. What are they?
Number one, I forget what channel it comes on, but it's called Dog. That's a Hawaiian vigilante cop guy who goes
Dog
around.
The Bounty Hunter?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll skip that one.
And Soleil Moon Frye's coming back for another season of Punky Bloaster.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, you really need to start watching Thinkervision.
Who?
Thinkervision. It's on MTV2. Dave probably knows about it.
No, I don't. What is it?
It's a show with a lot of sketch comedy.
Is it kind of like after like Wonder Shows in or something?
Yeah, kind of. It's very similar to that. Kind of irreverent.
That Wonder Shows in is dirty.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Yeah, it's pretty dirty.
I mean, it's like a fake kids show, you know, with puppets and cartoons and stuff, but it's totally
so
X-rated.
Hi, you're on AM.
Gordon?
Yeah.
Couple questions for you real fast.
Okay.
How is it that Corby gets off every other Saturday off the ranch?
Just don't worry about it.
Don't even think about it.
Dude, he helps the show, and you guys need to bring Danny on there as well. But I
went and saw Danny last night.
Oh,
the first time I went to the show.
Did you go to the sort of show?
Yeah.
And how late did you stay?
12:30 or so.
Wow.
And there was mass confusion on my part.
How
there
sad.
Were all kinds of...
All right, let's hear your Granada stories next.
Okay.
Is it
You're done.
Hey, coming up Sunday on the Mark Elfman Mind Show. Wow, what a week coming up. The Triplets going into the Ring of Honor. Cowboys looking to go 2-0. Longhorns looking to go 3-0. Elf's Elite 8. How is it looking? We'll do it all Sunday morning, 8 to 11, on the Mark Elfman Mind Show.
You can never... Hello, this is Belvedere Vodka, welcoming you to the beautiful life. Today, we're discussing the proper way to sip Belvedere Citrus from a woman's navel. 1. Pour. 2. Sip. Yummy. This has been Belvedere Citrus and a navel of exquisite merit for the beautiful life.
Indulge moderately in Belvedere Vodka, 40% alcohol by volume, distilled from rye and millennium import in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Hello. This is Belvedere Vodka and the beautiful life, listening to Wagner. It's been said Wagner's music is better than it sounds. No, it's not. This has been Belvedere Vodka for the beautiful life, a life far more beautiful with far less Wagner. Far, far less Wagner.
Indulge moderately in Belvedere Vodka, 40% alcohol by volume, distilled from rye and millennium in Port Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Are you one of thousands of homeowners who have not refinanced your home mortgage because you don't think you have enough money or your credit is less than perfect? Then call Miracle Mortgage in Metro, 972-445-LOAN. They not only can refinance your mortgage with no out-of-pocket costs, they can do a home equity for you and pay off all your credit card debt, saving you hundreds of dollars every month. Act today and skip up to 2 mortgage payments. That's right, skip 2 mortgage payments. Call 972-445-LOAN. Skip 2 mortgage payments and pay off credit card debt, regardless of your credit situation. Rates starting at 4.75. Call Miracle Mortgage right now, 972-445-LOAN. Or to complete an application now, maximize your browser and click on the Miracle logo on MiracleLoan.com.
Miracle Mortgage. It's a miracle.
Interest rate based on a 3-year ARM. APR 5.277, Texas License 153-15770, North Dallas Parkway.
You know it's illegal to pump your own gas in Oregon and New Jersey? Makes their gas prices higher. Unfortunately, we can't blame our high prices on that. Not crazy about your SUV that only gets 13 miles to the gallon anymore? What are you going to do? Find a way to get free gas? Get a car with better gas mileage? Well, do both. Now Reliable Chevrolet has a full line of cars that get over 30 miles to the gallon. The Avant, HHR, Malibu, Impala, Malibu Max, and the Monte Carlo. Plus, when you buy any new or used car, they'll give you a $250 gas card. The 2006s are arriving every day, and Reliable Chevrolet has one of the largest inventories in the Metroplex. Find what you want, buy it, and get a free $250 gas card. See dealer for details. Then remember, at least you're not paying as much for gas as those fools in Oregon. Call Reliable Chevrolet now and schedule your test drive. 1-800-730-4019. 1-800-730-4019. Reliable Chevrolet. 75 in Arapahoe in Richardson. 1-800-730-4019.
The good people at Centennial Fine Wine and Spirits would like to suggest that if mixology is the art of the cocktail, then our store should be considered the Louvre of the cocktail. That's because Centennial offers a world-class spirit selection and all you could ever want to shake, stir, or blend to create a cocktail masterpiece. So come on into Centennial and discover that artistic flair you thought you never had.
Win an incredible trip or two to the Napa Valley. Open your browser, click on Centennial, and sign up for the Buyer Plus card. You'll be automatically entered to win, and you'll save every day on many of your favorite beers, wines, and spirits.
For those of us who enjoy a good vino but lack our own personal wine steward, thank goodness for Centennial Fine Wine and Spirits. Centennial's experts devote their time to researching the world's best wines so you don't have to. So if you're spending $7 or $700, you're sure to get more than your money's worth. And that may be even better than having your very own wine steward.
I'm a second grade school teacher on a teacher's salary, which can be limiting. I was pretty sure that LASIK was completely out of my budget until one of the teachers at my school told me about Booth Eye Care and Laser Center and Dr. Booth. He offers a special savings plan for teachers and their families. I met Dr. Booth personally at my free consultation. He assured me that he would help make my Wavefront Custom View Intralasik procedure affordable. Well, as you can probably guess, today I have 20/15 vision, and as Dr. Booth promised, it was affordable, even on a teacher's salary. Thanks, Dr. Booth, for my incredible new sight. My second graders thank you, too.
When it comes to fantastic vision, choose Dr. Booth, the nation's most experienced intralasik surgeon. Great vision and affordable financing options are a free screening away. Call 214-328-0444. On the web, it's boothwithanelasercenter.com. That's 214-328-0444. Call today.
A natural disaster has occurred in the global community that we live in, and we have neighbors that are in dire need of our help. The week of September 11th through the 18th, Huggins Mitsubishi will be collecting non-perishable food items and clothes for the Hurricane Katrina victim. And if you choose to buy a new Huggins Mitsubishi or a quality pre-owned car, we'll donate $100 out of our own pocket in your name for the Katrina Relief Fund for the entire week of September 11th through the 18th. Everything's bigger in Texas, including our hearts. For more information, go to www.HugginsMitsubishi.com or call 817-485-0200. Huggins Mitsubishi is located at 7501 Northeast Loop 820, 183 and 820 Mead in North Richland Hills. For the past 10 years, Huggins Mitsubishi has won the Diamond Chapter of Excellence Award. Please come help us to help others the week of September 11th through the 18th at Huggins Mitsubishi, 7501 Northeast Loop 820 in North Richland Hills.
Deals too. Get your tailgate party on with a brand new 2005 Nissan Frontier XE King Cab at just $17,320. That's right, just $17,320 for a brand new Frontier pickup. And we'll throw in a great tailgate grill when you buy this weekend. But remember, the Grubbs Nissan tailgate party and the bottom line model year end clearance both end soon. Family owned and operated. Grubbs Nissan on Airport Freeway in Bedford or at GrubbsAuto.com. Model number 13215, two or more at this price.
The third annual Mario A. Baker Benefit Golf Tournament is Saturday, September 24th at Bridalwood Golf Club. Proceeds benefit the American Heart Association. For more information, contact Sarah Baker at 932-378-3023. A message from Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Sports news first, guaranteed.
The Washington Redskins are already having quarterback chaos after one game into the season. Ticker brought to you by Lone Star Buick and Hibernia National Bank. Monday night, the Skins start 12-year vet Mark Brunell against the Cowboys, and Dallas D-tackle Leroy Glover doesn't care who's starting under center.
You know, it doesn't really matter to me either way. I think we have to be prepared for all three of them. Maybe they throw in the rookie as well, Campbell from Auburn. So I think we're going to prepare for all three, know what their strengths, know what their weaknesses are, and approach it that way.
In other NFL news, Steelers second-year QB Ben Roethlisberger is listed as questionable for tomorrow's game against the Texans. The 6'5 passer says he expects to start. Roethlisberger is 14-0 as a starter in the regular season. And the Rangers are looking to make it four straight as they take on the Mariners once again tonight out at the Temple. Kenny Rogers is looking for career win number 190 and win number 14 on the season. The lefty has two wins in his last three outings. First pitch is set for 7:05. You can see that game on Fox Sports Net Southwest. Ticket Ticker service of the TV Guide channel. The queens of the red carpet are back. Watch Joan and Melissa live at the Emmy Awards Sunday night at 5, only on TV Guide channel. For listings, visit TVGuide.com. Our next Ticket Ticker coming up at 10:50, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant. Today, 10 to 11 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It's sports and all that implies. 11 years and still going strong on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Is this the Geico commercial?
No idea.
All right. A few things. One, I just want to brag that now, Dave, I have 212 friends on MySpace.
Wow, you're beating me.
Which is the only thing I know what you're supposed to do on MySpace is you just check in every couple days to see how many friends you got. I don't know.
Yeah, or you can tag girls on there.
What do you mean?
Nothing.
So there you go. I still haven't figured out what I'm supposed to do on MySpace. I'm still working through it.
You need to cut and paste your blogs in there.
Yeah, I guess I should. Another thing is, we were talking about TV shows that I'm going to watch, and we got up to like 23 now that I've, you know, that I need to watch through recommendations from people.
Or at least check out.
I got this email from Antoine. He writes, Curb Your Enthusiasm, is this a show that only white people get? I've tried to watch this, and I just don't get the humor, even though most people consider me the whitest black person they know. Please let me know what I'm missing. He says he has a coworker who's been trying to get him to watch Seinfeld on DVD, and he just doesn't get that either. He says that Kramer's funny, but the rest are just annoying.
Interesting.
And I've often heard that about Seinfeld, that white people don't know why white people think that's funny.
Do black people not enjoy conflict and, like, tension humor?
Maybe not. Maybe not.
Because there is the Wanda Sykes character on Curb. She's not a regular, but at least they have the token black on there.
Oh, my gosh. But I would think Curb would be funny to anyone.
Yeah.
Because it's the basic of comedy is conflict, and they have funny of it.
But sometimes it's too tense. Sometimes people just... It grates on them. It annoys them.
Yeah, right.
They just can't take it. Some people, it's above their threshold.
Yeah. It's too... Yeah, it makes them too nervous. It's funny. I watched an episode of Curb for the first time in a long time recently, and it was the one with Bob Odenkirk as the porn star. The dinner party they ended up...
Oh, yeah.
So great. There were so many elements that are great, and Larry David is so good about not only finding conflict in every little situation, but then...
That was the one where he wore his shoes in the house?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But just weaving about five or six different plot lines and things all together. He's so good at that.
Yeah, I caught the one the other day where he was interviewing with Mel Brooks about the producers. He was first talking about doing it, and then he runs into Ben Stiller outside the producers that are checking it out, and, you know, Ben's all fired up about, you know, maybe starring in the producers, and then he realizes that Larry David might be his co-star, and you can just see the look of disappointment on his face, and then Larry doesn't shake his hand after Ben Stiller sneezes.
Right.
So tense.
It's great. All right, yeah, I have no explanation why Curb isn't funny to black people, but according to Antoine, it isn't. All right, what did I do last night? Well, I went out last night.
And you never go out. Mm-hmm. I've given up trying to get you to meet me out because I can't even remember the last time that it happened.
Well, your old friend Gordo is trying to turn the corner here, Dave.
Really?
Yes, because here's the thing. I have my whole life to become a shut-in.
Yes.
And
you have a good 30, 40 years, hopefully, of shut-in.
Yes, I have plenty of time to become a nut. And I'm tired of Friday, Saturday night, walking around my house with Kleenex boxes on my feet, not touching anything because I'm scared of germs. No, but I'm like that. I'm a big homebody, just crowds and stuff. I have so much social anxiety, and I get nervous to see people around. And
so last night you took some lithium and
headed
out the door.
Right. So I went down to, I don't even know how you pronounce it.
Grenada,
yeah, whatever. On
the Grenada Theater on Greenville.
It's somewhere
Avenue.
Down there in Dallas.
Yeah, it's on Greenville Avenue. It's a historic theater.
Yeah, so I went down there because I saw on the marquee that Sorta was playing.
Yeah, it was a big headlining gig for them last night.
So it was a pretty big gig for them, I guess.
Yeah, I mean
Friday night at the Grenada.
Yeah, they've played there many times, but Grenada is trying to do at least like once a month. They do like a local music showcase on like a Friday night, and they'll have like three or four local bands, and this was Sorta's turn to headline.
And I had wished I'd gone and seen Polyphonic Spree there a couple weeks ago, but I've never seen them.
Oh, they're so fun live.
So I go out, and I go into the Grenada, and I'm by myself because I have no friends because you guys have abandoned me.
Well, yeah, it's of your own doing.
Yeah. And so I go by myself, and there's Danny up there on stage playing.
Do you ride your moped?
No. Why would I ride my moped from Arlington? This is way too dangerous.
Oh, okay.
And so I go up there, and they get finished with the song. So I yell, you know, and cheer for Danny. And the lead singer guy says, oh, Danny, you brought your one fan. And so that, you know, people laughed at that. So he got a, you know, joke in there. And so Danny goes, hey, look, it's Barry Gibb. And I got another laugh. So, and then I sat and watched, you know, I don't know, 10, 12 songs. So then I ran into noted regional comedian Dave Little, who's there.
He's a sort of groupie.
Yeah. And I noticed they had a lot of groupies.
Yeah, they have a pretty good following.
But you know, a lot of them...
Not hot?
Not hot. Yeah, what's that?
Yeah, you know...
What's going on there?
I think of the local bands, the only band that really has hot groupies is probably the Old 97s.
Yeah. So I'm watching them for a while, and then I run into another friend of mine, this chick that I knew. She was there, and we ended up talking for a while. So then she starts telling me, hey, there's Salim over there. And Salim is a local musician.
Yeah, he used to be in Moon Festival.
He used to be in Moon Festival, which my old band, the Hemingways, used to play with Moon Festival from time to time.
And Salim just put out his solo record.
Right, and I also knew that Salim played in Rhett Miller's band with a friend of mine, another Danny, not Danny Bayless. So I go up and say, you know, hey, Salim, just wanted to say hi. I used to be in a band called Hemingways. Used to play with you. My name's Gordon Keith. He goes, yeah, you used to look a lot more like Andy Partridge back then. So he did remember that. And he goes, oh, yeah, and I made a joke about you. Salim was the lead singer that made the joke, hey, Danny, you brought your one fan out here. So then I'm getting confused. I'm going, so Salim is the lead singer of Sorta?
Oh. Well,
some guy named Trey was.
So Danny was playing with Salim.
Yes.
So you thought you were watching Sorta,
I was so
and you were
confused.
Watching Salim.
Yeah, and I was sitting there as I was watching what I thought was Sorta. I was going, damn, I thought Carter played keyboards for him, but no, I guess not. And then as I'm out in the lobby later, Carter comes by and says hi to me while the band's still going on. I'm thinking, well, I guess he's, you know, he still supports the band, even though he doesn't, you know, play keyboards for him anymore. So comes out and sees him play. So I was so confused. I didn't realize that Sorta was coming on next. But by that time, I had had my fill of being outside, you know, without my Kleenex boxes on.
Right.
And so I went and said goodbye to Danny as they were getting ready to go on.
So you didn't see any Sorta?
No, and I feel bad about that. But I will tell you this. I made an appearance, and I paid $16.
It was
to get in.
$16?
$16.
No way.
It was $12, or the guy upsold me, said, you know, $4.
For reserve seat?
For reserve seat. I have no idea what reserve seat was. I just said, whatever, you know.
Yeah, you don't need that.
So, yeah, I didn't need it. So I paid $16
wow.
to see Salim and Danny.
You can afford that.
You're supporting
I don't know about that.
So that was my big time out, you know. And I
so you did you get your ass whipped at see any P1s?
Yeah, there were several P1s there. Said hello.
Did you hook up?
No, didn't hook up. I didn't want to hook up with a bunch of 40-year-old women.
Yeah. So you weren't fumbling with the overhead light?
Why do you always associate? You're associated with the Snuffers parking lot. I know what you're doing.
Yes.
So I went out and saw Danny. And what did you do last night?
I actually went and saw a really crappy band down at Double Wide. And also spent some time at the Old Monk. Good time.
Who were you with? Why didn't you call me?
I was with my friend Joel. I didn't know you were going to be out.
Joel, the one I know?
Yeah.
I thought he's all married and hung up his partying cleats.
It was his hall pass.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Man, that guy's wild when he's
tearing it up, yeah. We were ripping lines.
You know, he's like the only guy I know that has herpes.
He doesn't have herpes.
All right, well, you should have called me, because I know Joel. We would have had a good time.
Yeah, well, if I
we would have
known that you weren't antisocial anymore, I would have called you.
We could have packed up on some girl out by the dumpster, back behind Granada.
A TP?
Yeah. Dude, I'm next. No, I'm next.
No, all at the same time.
I don't know what you're talking about. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hey, Gordon, I got some MySpace advice for you.
Okay.
What you can do is to bide your time while you collect as many friends as possible is also try to join these crazy groups that people put up. Like, there's one called North Dallas Sex Parties. That's just a bunch of, like, semi-good-looking women who claim that they want to hook up. So I know you'll be down with that. And
so they're basically escorts.
Well, apparently they want to do it for free. And I don't know. I think it'd be a good bit for the station. You know, get AIDS live on the air. Right?
Yeah, right? I guess. Get AIDS live on the air. Huh. Hi, you're on the ticket. Hello? Oh, sorry.
Oh, dear.
So, good job to Danny and Sorta last night, and Salim. It was good to see him.
Good times.
Yeah, I mean, I realized that I knew Salim in the early 90s. How long ago was that? 15 years?
I don't even remember the early 90s.
When he was in Moon Festival, and they had that one song that I remember, Desert City Sleeps or Kansas City Nights or something.
Huh.
And I'm thinking about getting in the band again.
Oh, you no, know you're not.
Yeah.
No, you're not. Can I be in your band if you start a band?
You want to?
Yeah.
What can you play?
Cymbals.
Cymbals. Like two big cymbals, like in a marching band?
Yeah, sure.
Just clanging them together? Oh, we'd have the worst music ever. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, I was setting up on. I need to talk to Gordon and break.
Oh, okay, hold on. Jeez. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, wanted to give you number 24 on your list.
Okay.
Family Guy.
Oh, that's already on the list.
We got it down. Coming up next, Dave's Tales Debauchery.
What?
Hey, it's the Fitz. Stand by. The next 55 seconds might just save your life. 74% of all Americans are afflicted by this terrible disorder. Agresco Consensus, commonly known as bad credit. This epidemic is sweeping our nation by storm. Look to your left. Look to your right. Your father, your boss, your next door neighbor. 3 out of 4 of you are infected. Your credit is your future. Protect it. Get your credit tested now. Log on. RepairMyCreditNow.com. It can be the most important decision you have ever made. We offer a free consultation and test results in 30 minutes or less. And all results are kept confidential. No one else has to know. This does not have to be a terminal illness. There is hope. There is a cure. RepairMyCreditNow.com. RepairMyCreditNow.com. Slow pays, no pays. Has your wife told you to hit the highway?
You better hit the highway.
Charge offs, bankruptcy, repos.
RepairMyCreditNow.com.
Your credit is your future. Log on now.
RepairMyCreditNow.com.
It's the law. All items on your credit report must be validated or deleted. Log on now.
RepairMyCreditNow.com.
Your credit is your future.
Hi, this is Norm Hitzkiss in Dallas. How much do tires cost? How much does gas cost? Go to Volvo of Dallas. You can save on both. Buy a new car at Volvo of Dallas. They'll give you the next 2 sets of tires free. And realize that all sedans or sports cars at Volvo of Dallas get 30 miles per gallon or better. And they run on a low-octane fuel. Hey, there are 30 2005 courtesy cars still available. You get the free service for 3 years or 36,000 miles. And you can save up to 10 grand off the manufacturer's suggested retail price. You buy any 2006 Volvo, and they throw in dinner at Bob's Steak and Chop House. Volvo Dallas has the largest inventory in Texas of certified pre-owned vehicles, all with the 6-year, 100,000-mile warranty and the 131-point inspection. You want an honest, valued friend in the car dealership? You got him at Volvo of Dallas, I-35 in Frankfort and Carrollton, where your family matters.
The good people at Centennial Fine Wine and Spirits would like to remind you that all the hoopla regarding wine lately is not a recent phenomenon. In fact, Roman emperors often relied on advisors to make sure they had the right wine for each meal, a much more enviable position than, say, the royal food taster, who was lucky just to survive each meal. Nowadays, they're Centennial. Centennial's experts devote their time to researching the world's best wines so you don't have to. And they understand that while you want the perfect wine for the occasion, you don't want to have to pay a king's ransom to get it. So you never again have to pick wine from the supermarket shelf unless you have a little of the food taster in you.
You could win an incredible trip for two to the Napa Valley Wine Country. Quickly open your browser, click on Centennial, and sign up for the Buyer Plus card. You'll be automatically entered to win, and you'll save every day on many of your favorite beers, wines, and spirits at Centennial. CentennialWines.com.
Les Filling, and the official beer sponsor of the Dallas Cowboys. Miller, good call.
September 24th, Chevy Silverado presents Clint Black, Shadazy, the Randy Rogers Band, Chris Cagle, and Leanne Rimes. Smirnoff Music Center. All tickets, one low price. On sale now at Ticketmaster. Clint Black. Smirnoff Music Center. Clint Black. Shadazy. One more prize. The Randy Rogers Band. Chris Cagle. On sale now at Ticketmaster. And Leanne Rimes.
By Kroger Food Stores and your friendly Vina.
All tickets, one more prize. On sale now at Ticketmaster.
customer service in the entire Metroplex. And right now at Curtis and Nissan, get awesome savings. Like an 05 Nissan Altima 3.5S with V6 and up to 30 miles per gallon, just $22,463. Or a Titan XC Crew Cab, just $22,463. How about a new Nissan Xterra? You guessed it, just $22,463. That's right, your choice, just $22,463. Only at Curtis and Nissan, where courtesy makes the difference. North Central at Campbell in Richardson.
Yes, you can.
When we say sports, you say now.
The SMU Mustangs headed to Aggieland this morning after a big upset win over TCU last week. Ticker brought to you by Man's Best Friend and Lone Star Buick. The Ponies are a decided underdog this morning, but head coach Phil Bennett doesn't just want a competitive game with the Aggies.
No, I'm not going to mention the word competitive. I can't do that. Hell, I want to win. And that's just a makeup. Now, would I say we were an underdog? Probably so, but we were underdog last week, too.
You can hear that game right here on the Ticket beginning at 11. Kickoff is set for 11:30. There are some big games around the nation this Saturday as number one USC hosts the Arkansas Razorbacks. Miami is on the road as they take on Clemson in an ACC battle. Florida State hits the road as they take on Boston College. OU is at the Rose Bowl today. They take on the UCLA Bruins at 2:30. Later this afternoon on the Ticket, number 10 Notre Dame has their home openers. They take on Michigan State. And tonight, number 5 Tennessee meets up with number 6 Florida in the Swamp. And the Texas Rangers are trying to win their fourth straight and win their four-game series with the Mariners tonight at the Temple at 7:05. 13-7, Kenny Rogers takes the hill against the M's Joel Pinheiro. Our next Ticket Ticker coming up during the SMU and Texas A&M game, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant this morning, 10 to 11 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Just like a box of Cracker Jacks, money enough and a surprise in every show. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hey, 3Rs, it's 10:56 on Sports Radio 1310.
We've got good news or bad news, depending on how you look at it.
We are almost done for the day.
It's a mini rant today.
Only 1 hour's worth of rant. We're ending at 11 today, or we can get ready for the SMU game by listening to Rich Phillips talk about it.
Who are they playing?
I don't know.
What? Oh, they're at A&M. Wow.
All right, here's the deal.
How about that?
This may be the last rant. I always said we'd go to the end of the year, but I don't even know why we do it anymore. Because you guys just take off whenever you want to. I've been gone for like 5 weeks because I've been traveling to Oxnard and all that kind of stuff.
Right, but I've been planning ACL for 6 months.
Are you having surgery?
No, Austin City Limits.
Oh. Well, you're gone next week.
Is Corby's
gone?
Going?
I guess Corby's gone too. You're saying he's going with
you? Well, I don't know. Actually, you know what? I don't think he's going because, you know, his wife is about to birth their child. So
yeah.
I think he said he wouldn't go. Because she couldn't.
Well, whatever. No one has any commitment to the show.
I do.
Fine. We'll reclaim. You know, and I'm tired of not having weekends. Although I'm going to start trying to travel more on weekends and do stuff, go all around and do stuff. And so let's just end it. You know, Ben and Skin is the new wave of radio. Anyway,
they are. They're trendsetters.
I mean, it's time we got some young talent on weekends.
What?
Although I think they're about half a decade older than we are.
True.
So I guess we've been doing it longer. So we get some fresh blood in here.
But
so I guess what I'm saying is this is the end of the rant.
If the rant ends, then my radio career is over.
Why?
I don't have any other place to do radio.
Why do you want to do radio?
I don't know. I guess I probably should give it up, shouldn't I?
Yes. You should have given it up a long time ago.
But I need the money. Will you subsidize my income?
No. That's Corby's job. Corby's the one that makes the big bucks. I wouldn't be surprised if I made half of what Corby made. Him being on the hard line and all.
Yeah. He does get that afternoon drive money.
So, yeah, he'll... Trust me, I think I can speak for him. He'll subsidize it.
Okay. As long as I get my money, I guess I can give up the dream. You know, I'm never going to be a radio personality for real.
Oh, no, Dave.
So, I mean, I guess I can just be a nobody.
Well, anyway, so thanks to everyone who's been a part of the rant for all these years. Yeah, thanks to Irving Cares.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, thanks to Irving Cares. Thanks to Sir Jeremy. He used to call in back in the earliest of the days.
Erica's father.
Erica's father. Erica. I mean.
Yeah, let's go ahead and throw her out there.
I mean, all those other people that we never hear from ever again. So thanks, everyone who's made The Rant what it is, which is a show that is so bad that it's going away.
You're going to get so much email now.
How long do you think I've been doing the show in some point?
Including the ticket stub?
No. I would say that the Gordon Keith show, which became Gordon, which was Gordon Keith's Bohemian Rant.
Right. It started in probably 97.
Wow. Gosh, should I try to make it 10 years? That'd be two more years.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
I in its present incarnation, it probably started in like 98 or 99.
Yeah, because I did it at midnight on Friday night to begin with.
Yeah. And that, you know what? But that probably was like 95 or 96.
That was at the old place.
Yeah.
I know it was at the old place.
I don't know. Maybe you've already had your 10-year anniversary and you didn't even know it.
Yeah. So now that it's 10-year anniversary, so long, everybody. It was fun rant.
Go SMU.
Yep.
Beat those freaks.
That's my final words I want to be on The Rant, is go SMU.
This is The Ticket. KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sanger. The following is a KTCK sports presentation. And chit-chat about everyday sports and stuff to bring you Southern Methodist University college football.
There's an easy way for an unknown Mustang to win over the Pony Faithful. Beat TCU. That's what redshirt freshman DeMyron Martin nearly did single-handedly last Saturday night.
Give us to Martin. Hit in the backfield. Breaks the tackle to the five. Breaks the tackle again. To the goal line. Touchdown, DeMyron Martin.
Romo with a play action. Pressure from behind. Steps up in the pocket. Throws towards the end zone. DeMyron
Martin with a touchdown.
They give it to Martin, sidesteps the tackle in the backfield, pushing the pile!
In his first collegiate action on offense, the redshirt freshman accounts for all three of the Mustangs' touchdowns in the win over TCU, ending a six-game losing streak to the crosstown rivals. It was also SMU's first win over a ranked opponent in 19 years. For his efforts, Martin named the Conference USA Offensive Player of the Week. He did have some help. Jamie Harper named the league's Defensive Player of the Week after picking off two passes. Harper second in the nation now with three interceptions in two games. A huge test for the Ponies today. They play at Texas A&M, their first meeting since the controversial loss at Kyle Field in 1995. It's a homecoming for Phil Bennett, the Mustangs head coach starring for the Aggies at defensive end in the mid-70s. It's SMU and Texas A&M. SMU Mustang Football with the voice of the Mustangs, Rich Phillips. Expert analysis from Craig Swan, Jimmy Christopher on the SMU sidelines, and Sean Bass with the American Airlines scoreboard update throughout the game. This is SMU Football on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
We are high above Kyle Field this afternoon in College Station, Texas. We're doing an old Southwest College rivalry. It's been probably the best week on the Hilltop in a long, long time after the win over TCU last Saturday night, 21-10, thanks to three touchdowns from the redshirt freshman, DeMyron Martin. And for that matter, it's been a long time since the Mustangs have been 1-1. It was 2000 the last time they started out just 1-1. Big reason why they've done that, and I'll tell you why next as we continue here on the SMU pregame show. This is the
Here's a sad statistic. Currently, several North Texas counties lead the nation in home foreclosures. There are many factors that contribute. Divorce, financial setbacks, lost jobs. When this happens, it's easy to fall behind on your mortgage payments. So now you may be faced with a choice. Bankruptcy is one, and oftentimes not the best course of action. Your other choice may be to sell your home. But to avoid foreclosure, you've got to sell it quick. If this sounds like your situation, there's help. And it's as easy as a point and click away. Stop DFWForeclosureNow.com. Just click the link below and you could be on the road to credit recovery. Foreclosures tend to ruin your credit for quite some time. Avoid that pitfall right now at StopDFWForeclosureNow.com. They're as serious about buying your home as you are to sell it. If you're facing foreclosure, you can't afford to lose time or money. They can explain the entire process to you right now. Call toll-free 1-866-362-9364 or simply log on now. StopDFWForeclosureNow.com.
As a recreational cyclist, I really enjoy getting exercise and biking with my family.
But when my glasses are covered in sweat and sliding down my nose, and my contacts dry out from a slight headwind, cycling just isn't as much fun. That's why I call Booth Eye Care and Laser Center. The staff was very helpful, and Dr. Booth's experience was exactly what I was looking for. After my Wavefront Custom View Intralasic procedure, I can see 20/15, and not only do I enjoy cycling more, almost every aspect of my life has improved as well. And thanks to an incredible financing plan, my new vision was more affordable than I ever thought it could be. I even used my Flex Plan dollars to cover part of the procedure. My great vision is a dream come true, and I owe it all to Dr. Booth.
Don't live another day with the restrictions of corrective eyewear. Call Booth Eye Care and Laser Center today for your free screening. 214-328-0444. Learn more online at boothwithanelasercenter.com. That's 214-328-0444.
We hope they'll forgive us for putting shaving cream on the earpieces of their phones. Tool X is free on in Dallas on Lemon and Mockingbird, in Fort Worth on Bryan Urban Road south of I-20, or Tool.com.
Voice Radio 1310, The Ticket. Pony up.
The Ticket! Well, 35 minutes away from kickoff here at Kyle Field. Rich Phillips, Craig Swan, and Jimmy Crisper with you for SMU Mustang football. The Ponies are 1-1 this season, and they were in that first game, of course, Swan, against Baylor before losing it by 5. And I think the biggest reason we've seen the improvement here in the first 2 weeks is turnover margin plus 4. Last year, it was minus 19.
Yeah, turnover margin has been unbelievable for SMU, the turnaround there. And that's been the difference in, you know, being close in games and winning last week. Has been the turnover margin.
And they've done it with the defense in particular. 2 fumble recoveries, 5 interceptions. They had 6 picks all of last season. They had 5 interceptions. Danny Harper tied for 2nd in the country with 3 interceptions in the first 2 games. 2 of them last week during the conference USA Defensive Player of the Week award.
Jamie Harper's been solid. Alvin Nabuki has done an incredible job at linebacker, making big hits, getting to the outside. I mean, he's played extremely well. I mean, the defense overall is just a lot more of an athletic team.
On the offensive side of the football, certainly a pleasant surprise last week when DeMyron Martin made his first appearance into the SMU offense, a redshirt freshman out of Allen High School, the Conference USA Offensive Player of the Week. 26 carries, 118 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 catches for 30 yards and a touchdown. And again, the first snap he had played on offense in his collegiate career. The most yards is Troy Munlin, had a 100-yard game in 2004 against San Jose State. And it's the most touchdowns by one SMU player since Chris Cunningham back in 2001 against Rice.
And DeMyron Martin, I'm a big fan of his after last week. I mean, he played as a redshirt freshman. He's a strong running back. He's kind of a slasher. He's a downhill runner. You know, it takes 2 or 3 guys to bring him down. And more importantly, they put him out at wide out. And what does he do? He goes out and catches a nice touchdown reception.
He also was caught a screen pass out of the backfield for his first reception. Was about 5 yards short of the marker and still made it for the first down. And he really played a good all-around game. In the second half, he was in there on a lot of passing plays and was picking up blitzes as well. That was something they were concerned about 2 weeks ago when they did not use him in the Baylor game. They had fallen behind, and in the third quarter when they wanted to get him in, they didn't want to throw him out there against Montez Murphy and make him block right away.
Right, and they're going to be that front line for SMU is going to be faced with a big defensive line in A&M today.
Boy, that is no joke. The biggest line we have seen, the starting defensive lineman, Jason Jack, 282 pounds, and Chris Harrington, 272. And
those are ends.
The tackles, Johnny Jolly is 310, and Red Bryant, he is 320 pounds out of Jasper High School, so the guys up front for SMU have their hands full this afternoon.
They're going to have their hands very full, and, you know, that Baylor front gave SMU a little bit of trouble with Montez Murphy, so, you know, SMU's going to have to be on their best game today up front.
Jared Romo played the entire way last week, except for 1 or 2 snaps when he had taken a helmet in the back and had to come out for a few plays. Tony Eckert played. Romo, not outstanding numbers, 11 of 21, 101 yards and a touchdown. He ran for 48 yards. It was his first career start, but the thing that still bit at my best about Swan was efficient. He had an efficient night, and of his 10 completions, about 4 of them were dropped.
Right, and more importantly, he did what he had to win that football game. And when you've got surrounding guys, friends, the defense is playing well, you've got DeMyron Martin is having a great game. The quarterback, he just needs someone in there to hold the line and play a good game. That's what Romo did.
We'll probably see an awful lot of DeMyron Martin today, by the way, because Cedric Dorsey has a bit of a tender ankle and is not expected to play today. In part, they don't want to risk it this afternoon. They'd also like to make sure he's healthy next week with Tulane coming to Ford Stadium for the conference USA opener.
Right, so DeMyron Martin's going to get a lot of carries. I'm sure we'll see a lot of masks as well. And both bigger back would tell me to be to take on this front seven of A&M.
It is a beautiful afternoon, or I guess still morning here in College Station. I can't get used to that. Actually played at 8:30 at night, went until midnight last week, but still a beautiful morning in College Station. Beautiful setting for college football here at Kyle Field, a mammoth facility, and somewhere in this facility, down at field level, is our own Jimmy Christopher.
Richie, I don't know about you guys, but the hair has been standing on my neck since I rolled into the parking lot and caught first sight of Kyle Field a couple hours ago. It is the largest stadium in the Big 12 and the 12th largest in the country with a seating capacity of 82,000. This turf is the best thing I've ever seen, with precision and creativity simply marvelous. Every hash mark, cross line, letter, and number are perfectly straight and center, creating a beautiful painting. And bands, boy, this military band here, talk about sensational. They are just outstanding. And to my left, to your right, would be the SMU band. They left at 5:30 this morning, so they are on hand as well. A few of the Cowboys, there were Aggies, our Dat Nguyen and Aaron Glenn, and also defensive lineman Sam Adams, and also Quentin Coriat also played in the NFL there, ex-Aggies. Mid-90s today, sunny, and very, very, very humid. I think I'm down to my Vietnam plane weight of 150 pounds of 180, and I think it's going to get worse as the day goes on. So I'll keep you updated on the humidity and how hot it is.
All right, thanks a lot, Jimmy. I can attest to the humidity, I think. I probably should have brought another shirt with me this afternoon for the game. It was a hot one getting in here today.
Well, look where they stuck the band, Swan.
Yeah.
The SMU band
and the poor
isn't
fan.
Even in the end zone. They're in the on the far side stand. I don't know. They're 15 yards behind the end line on the end zone. They are so far back out there in the very corner.
Yeah, very bad job of seating. And
but look where the Aggie band is, right behind the Mustang bench.
Oh, that's perfect timing. And before we get a start, I probably just better put a disclaimer out there for any A&M fans listening. I hate the Aggies. I don't like their stupid marching band. I don't like the Mutt Reveille. There's nothing I like about Maroon, so let's get that out there.
All right.
Don't offend anybody if I get a little bit fired up today.
Be apprised to that, and I'm sure we'll hear also later today about the last time the Mustangs and the Aggies played in 1995, because someone here with us today
got robbed
in that game. We've got lots more to come on the pregame show. We're going to talk to running back coach Clarence James. We're also talking to Bill Bennett. And the star running back of last week, it's Demyron Martin, our player profile next year, listening to SMU football.
Hey.
Is your life in shambles? Is your life ruined? Log on now, repairmycreditnow.com. Do not be taken advantage of any longer. Slow pays, no pays. Charge offs, bankruptcy, repos, we can handle it all. Call the strong arm doctor, repairmycreditnow.com. Did you know it's the law? All items on your credit report must be legally validated. If they're not, they gotta take it off. Therefore, that's what raises your credit report. Call me now, the credit doctor, repairmycreditnow.com. We will change your life. Quit letting them buzzers take advantage of you. Log on now, repairmycreditnow.com. Once again, repairmycreditnow.com. It's the law. They have to take out that stuff on your credit report if they can't legally validate it, therefore making that credit score shoot sky high. Call me now, the credit doctor. I will take care of you. I will love you and take care of your life and your credit future. RepairMyCreditNow.com. Don't let them take advantage of you any longer. Your credit is your future. Log on now, the credit doctor. RepairMyCreditNow.com. Hi, it's Fitz. What you just heard was not real. It was a dramatization. But credit is serious. Log on now, RepairMyCreditNow.com.
On Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Now, the Guaranty Bank Player Profile with Rich Phillips.
Our Player Profile this week is with one of the Conference USA Players of the Week, the Offensive Player of the Week. It's redshirt freshman running back Demyron Martin, and bursting onto the scene last Saturday night against TCU. I know the coaches had wanted to get you into the game the week before, but were unable to against Baylor. It had been a two-year layoff, basically, since you'd played football. So how did that feel after some time away from Allen High School?
Well, it felt good to get my body rested for a year and then come out. I was really shocked by my performance because I haven't played, so I felt like I was out of sync. The first couple of plays, I was, like, really out of sync. Then I got into a groove, and the O-line just picked it up, and we continued to drive downfield.
For those that haven't had a chance to see you last week, just kind of describe your running style, because it was speed but bruising, it looked like, out there.
Well, I'm a north-south runner. That's by far the most thing I like to do. I don't like juking and jiving because I don't think I really have that skill to do it. So I just rather punish the defenders before they punish me, and so that's what I do.
You started off with the touchdown run but then caught a touchdown pass, and also I saw you on some blitz pickups out there. It looks like you weren't having much trouble picking up all the different nuances of the position.
No, sir. I mean, I've been playing this position since I was eight, so, I mean, And we've been coached very well by Coach Clarence James, and he's been telling us what to watch for and when to be ready for it.
This is SMU running back Demira Martin on our player profile this week on the Mustangs pregame show. Of course, it's been a long time since TCU had been beaten here by the SMU Mustangs. You were on the team last year, didn't play, of course, in the game, but it surely had to feel good for you and to see some of the upperclassmen finally get a chance to beat the Frogs.
Yes, I mean, a lot of them came up and thanked me after the game for helping them win a long-awaited victory against TCU for the skill of back. So I'm excited. I'm proud of my teammates for playing like they did.
Now, you're just one of many back in the backfield. We've seen Richel Massey the first week carry the ball a lot with Cedric Dorsey, who played a lot last year, Fred Turner, and even Jesse Henderson, who hadn't gotten in much. I mean, is it almost too many guys to get enough carries back in the backfield right now?
I don't think it's too many. It's just we can rotate more, and if we rotate more and use everybody's different abilities, it'd be even more success. I mean, I'm just one back of four or five, should I say, and we all have different talents to make us better players.
What was your favorite moment from last Saturday night?
When the clock said 0-0-0, and I was just excited. I was worn out also, so I was just ready to get it over with.
Now, I know former SMU cornerback Donald Mitchell had commented about the touchdown catch that you had, that you waited until the very last second to bring your hands up to make the catch, which kind of kept the DB from having a chance to turn and make the play. Did you know you did that? Is it something you've been taught, or was it just kind of an instinctive thing that happened for you?
It was just instinct. I knew he wasn't looking back. He was looking directly at my face, so I was trying to make sure the ball didn't hit him in the back, so I tried to give him a little move back towards away from the ball, and then as soon as the ball came close, I just grabbed it.
What do you expect this afternoon here at Kyle Field? This is one of the great venues of college football in the state, and a crowd like you guys haven't seen before.
I expect a lot of cheering and booing against us. I mean, whatever happens. We're going to go play hard and hopefully come out with a victory.
You played at Allen High School for head coach Joe Martin. I know this coach, you're pretty fond of it. Did he kind of get you in a position where you were ready to make the transition here to college football?
I think he did. And my running back position coach, Coach Walker, back in Allen High School, he worked my feet work, our cuts. He made sure we had everything right. And he said, when you go to college, this is going to come in handy. So continue working on it.
Well, there's Demira Martin, the Mustangs running back, the Conference USA Offensive Player of the Week, and our player profile subject this week. Up next, we'll talk to Mustangs coach Phil Bennett. This is the SMU Mustang Network.
You know, for what you'd spend on 6 or 7 CDs, you can enroll in a class at Dallas County Community College. Start moving towards a better career with higher pay. Now that's cool. You'll be surprised how much you can learn for as little as $99. Think of the possibilities. To get your start, check out one of the 7 Dallas County Community Colleges at dccd.edu. That's dccd.edu. It all begins here.
The Corporate Continuing Education Division of Brookhaven College has training programs for professionals and personal enrichment. Courses customized for business, both large and small. Courses that help you go farther in your career or just something you've always wanted to know. Dance, music, art, digital photography, even how to start a business on eBay. Let their experienced instructors show you something new. Weekend and evening classes are available. Brookhaven College and Farmers Branch, just off LBJ at the intersection of Valley View Lane and Alpha. Dallas County Community Colleges. It all begins here. Heard that GM is getting everyone the employee price? It's a great deal. And now there's a way you can keep that employee price on a GM car, truck, or SUV long after the incentive ends. Oh, and make some big money, too. Because of growing sales, Reliable Chevrolet needs sales associates, and they're looking for you. Reliable Chevrolet is Dallas's number one Chevy volume store, with huge inventories of new and pre-owned vehicles. No experience is necessary, and Reliable Chevrolet offers paid training, guaranteed pay, 401k, health insurance, paid vacation, incentive bonuses, and more. If you're tired of the same old job and want a career with big income potential, then call Reliable Chevrolet today for more information and to set up a personal interview. 972-952-1500. 972-952-1500. Make money. Enjoy your job. And lock in that GM employee pricing forever. Reliable Chevrolet. No games, no gimmicks. Only real deals provided by real people. Join them today. Call 972-952-1500.
Ticket. Now, the Steel Automotive Group, Shock Talk, with Rich Phillips and Mustangs head coach, Phil Bennett.
probably one of the better weeks this week that Phil Bennett has had since being here on the Hilltop. Not only big for you, big for the whole program, ending a 19-year drought of beating a ranked team last Saturday night against TCU. How's that made this whole week go for you?
Well, I think, you know, naturally the players have been pretty pepped up, and, you know, it showed in practice. I was very excited about our tempos in practice and just their attitude, you know, about our team in general. You know, it can't do anything but help you if you handle it the right way.
You haven't been afraid this week to call it a marquee game, and that had to be kind of personally a nice monkey off your back for you last Saturday.
Well, you know, I've said this many times. I have a tremendous amount of respect for TCU and their coaches and their players. I think, as you saw Thursday night, they're a very good football team. And for our players to go out and not play their best and still beat them, you know, I think it says that we're starting to head in the right direction. Now, you know, this today will be a telltale on how much we're headed the right direction, in my opinion. It's a week-by-week thing.
The guy we saw probably play the best, or at least the best we've seen out of him, was DeMyra Martin, the redshirt freshman last Saturday night, earns the Conference Offensive Player of the Week award. And I know you were disappointed you couldn't get him into the opener, and you got to be even more disappointed, I would think, now after what you saw last Saturday.
Well, how smart am I? You know, some of those emails I got after the first week maybe were well deserved, but no, you know, we know DeMyra has talent, as does Jesse Henderson, as does Fred Turner. Just picking the right place, and we wanted to ease him in there because of the structure of the game. We didn't against Baylor, and hindsight's 20/20. You know, I think that we'll be a team that will get better at the running back position as the season progresses.
How much more do you plan to use DeMyra this afternoon?
You know, we expect him to play. You know, when he does, if he's doing what he did last weekend, then we're going to call his number a lot.
Is he just kind of a dimension you haven't had with some speed, but definitely a lot of power in the backfield, too?
You know, he reminds me a lot. You know, Keelan was that way. I thought Keelan, if we would have had our throwing game with Keelan, Keelan was always the main man. And, you know, I've said many times, we proved Darrell Royal's theory when he was here about the forward pass. And then, and if we can balance it up, then I think all of our backs can be effective.
This is Phil Chalk Talk with SMU coach Phil Bennett. You played Jared Romo the entire way, I guess, except for one or two plays where he was dinged up last Saturday night. How did you feel about his play, and what are you looking for out of him this afternoon?
You know, I thought his play was efficient and not great and not bad. I think he gives us some things that we need right now. We definitely got to get better, you know, in our offensive line with our pass protection. And, you know, we're still very high. I'm still very high on Tony Eckert. And Tony's a guy that, you know, is a winner also. And I think we've got two quarterbacks that we can win with.
We've talked a lot about the Conference USA Offensive Player of the Week. We don't want to ignore the Defensive Player of the Week. Jamie Harper with two picks last week. He's now tied for second in the nation already with three interceptions. And just one of the leaders on the defense, but really was all-around team defensive effort last Saturday.
You know, I thought that defensively, considering where they got the ball in our red zone defense, was really good. You know, I think that we have finally got a combination and a work ethic in the secondary that will work for us. Jamie has made a lot of plays. Could have had another interception in that game, but we're looking for that to continue. I think, you know, Jamie's a guy that had to play before he was ready, and I think this game, you know, has slowed down for him.
This afternoon, is there anybody they have seen that will even come close to Reggie McNeil that they'll see with the Aggies today?
I'm not sure in my 28-year career that I've seen a quarterback that you better know where he is at all times. He's a, you know, he's a better than average passer. He's a good passer. You know, he's 6'3", 220 pounds, runs a 10 300 meters. Our pursuit is going to have to be excellent, and our tackling is going to have to be excellent.
He is really a dual threat. Is he a guy who has just made leaps and bounds, you think, in his progression as he's gone through his collegiate career as a starter?
I think Fran has done a really good job of modifying his offense to showcase him. You know, he's a guy that you know, as I said earlier, I mean, he can beat you with his feet, and he can also beat you, you know, with a pass. And, you know, one of the things, my big concern today is when he is in the pocket, if we're a four-man rush, is him stepping up and getting the late balls off, because you can only stay in coverage for so long.
Do you hate that they've had a week off to kind of sit and stew about that close loss they had at Clemson?
Well, I'm not sure you know, that might make a difference, but I know this. Watching the Clemson game, they're a very good football team. We know that. We knew it before they played Clemson. And, you know, they're playing at home, their first home game. They've got a lot of things going for them, but I'm anxious to see how our guys will respond.
Of course, you played here. You've coached here as an assistant. You've coached against the Aggies as an assistant. But what's it mean to you this afternoon as a head coach for the first time coming here to Kyle Field?
Well, I could lie to you and say it's another game, but it's not. It's you know, I'm very proud of Texas A&M. I think it's a great place, and you know, I want to represent them in the right way, and I want our kids to come out and battle and play to win. And I think that any Aggie would want that. And you know, I think that in my life, A&M has been a very special place to me and all the people that are in it. So you know, I want to try to do well.
I assume it's probably just more than coming down here and seeing the stadium, but a lot of old friends and associates from the years gone by.
I've got a lot of my former teammates that are going to be here that, because I've lived all over the country, I haven't been able to stay in contact. They see me on television and different things, and, you know, nothing would be nicer than to be able to see them with a smile on my face.
I know that one end zone wasn't quite that large when you were here last. What kind of intimidation factor are you worried about with your team this afternoon?
I'm hoping that we're just young enough that it doesn't bother us. You know, we're a team that right now seems to go with the flow, and I like that. You know, one of the things we've got to do early, we've got to prove to them that we can play with them. And that's always the point when you get a BCS school playing a non-BCS school. Their numbers scare me.
That's Sewell Automotive Chalk Talk with SMU Coach Phil Bennett. Up next, we will talk to running backs Coach Clarence James. You're listening to SMU Football.
Nothing kicks off the football season.
Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Are you concerned about foreclosure ruining your credit? StopDFWForecloseNow.com is here to help. Now, just what does StopDFWForecloseNow.com do? Pretty simple. They do what they call themselves. They'll stop that foreclosure in its tracks and keep a home foreclosure off your credit rating. For more, just click the link below where you have the station minimized. If you're several months behind on your mortgage, the pressure can be unbearable. These guys are here to keep that foreclosure from happening and keep your credit clean. Just log on to StopDFWForecloseNow.com or call toll-free 1-866-362-9364. Go ahead, write it down, then call today, 1-866-362-9364. Ask yourself, would you rather be foreclosed on, or would you rather explore options that will eliminate foreclosures on your credit? StopDFWForecloseNow.com. In fact, if you act now, part of this program includes credit restoration, 866-362-9364, or online at StopDFWForecloseNow.com.
Hey, P1s, when you're ready to rock out, throw yourself a bone.
I like to eat.
No, you don't gnaw on this bone. It's Sports Radio 1310, the Ticket's little sister station, appropriately outfitted and looking real good in a black concert t-shirt.
93 The Bone. Rock harder.
AC/DC. Metallica. Rush.
Puff Daddy!
No, they don't play Puff Daddy, but you will get to hear some ZZ Top.
All right! Got me on the pressure. Got me on the pressure.
You'll also hear great bands like Aerosmith, Led Zeppelin, and Guns N' Roses. Listening to The Bone is kind of like rocking out at the arena before the game, only you get to hear the whole song. Cool. Your rock and jock combo, 93.3 The Bone and Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
The Ticket!
Yeah. Welcome back to the SMU Mustangs pregame show. This week we are visiting with the assistant coach of one of the Conference USA Players of the Week. That is running backs coach Clarence James. And DeMyron Martin, the redshirt freshman, got his first time on offense last Saturday night against TCU. Obviously a breakout game for him, and something that surprised, I think, a lot of us. Did it surprise any of you guys on the coaching staff the game he had the other night?
No, I know what DeMyron's ability was. You know, we were just didn't get him in the game that first game, but you know, he's had a real good camp. He did well during the spring. He had a good camp and really came on strong the latter part of the camp. So I was excited about getting the opportunity to get him in the game, and he got in there and he did well.
DeMyron had some big numbers a couple years ago as a senior at Allen High School, but sometimes coaches are worried about other parts of the game, catching the football or blitz pickups, and it seemed like he didn't have a problem in either one of those areas either.
Well, I think that's my responsibility to get him to do those things, and you know, he's picked it up well. He has a lot of, he's a real intelligent player. He pays attention to details, and
things that we're trying to do, he's picking up well.
Are there some concerns sometimes, though, with a kid like DeMyron, who's redshirted a year ago, so it's been 2 years since he'd played in a football game? Was there a little concern of some rustiness for him the other night?
No, because he practiced every day, during his redshirt year. He was down there running against our number one defense all year long. And then, the thing about redshirting is that redshirt is over with as soon as the season's over with, so he's part of the mix, just like everybody else from that point on, all season, spring football, to a day camp. So, I feel good about the group, and, at any time, I feel good about putting any of them in the game.
We're talking to Clarence James, the SMU Mustangs running backs coach, here on the pregame show. 2 weeks ago in the season opener, it was Richel Massey, the sophomore out of Hillsboro, that we saw some extended playing time for. What'd you think of his first week, and where does he fit into the mix still?
Along those same lines, Richel played more in that game than he did in 3 years that he's been here. He did well. He was excited about the opportunity, excited about playing. And, the thing about Richel is that he's a excitable guy. And the thing is just kind of maintain, get him to, stay even keel and concentrate on what he has to do. But real excited about what he did. I was real proud of him on Saturday night because of his unselfishness. When DeMyron was having a good game, Richel was on the sideline, pumping him and just telling him to run. He was going to block, and he made some outstanding blocks, along those, during the run.
Of course, there's also Cedric Dorsey, Fred Turner, and we haven't gotten a chance to see in the offense yet Jesse Henderson at running back, but you almost feel like you've got too many guys back there to work into the mix right now?
No, not at all. I think that everybody has a role to play. Jesse's doing well for us on special teams. So is Fred. He's playing on some special teams, and just opportunities, just being patient. Opportunities arise. It's a long season, a lot of football to play, and at some point in time during the season, we're going to need every one of those guys.
This afternoon here at Texas A&M, what have you done to kind of prepare the kids for, I'm sure, the size and speed of the Aggie defense they're going to see today?
Well, trying not to get caught up in all the pageantry of it all, because it's such a young group. I've been down here countless number of times, coaching at Texas Tech, at the University of Texas, and even at the University of Oklahoma. And just trying to keep a calmness about them and concentrate on playing football. They're big guys, and we're going to have to do a good job in technique and stand down and giving ourselves a chance. But we're ready to play, and looking forward to it.
How much easier is it to get ready for a game coming off a win and a long time coming too over your big rival last week?
Well, regardless, regardless, you got to forget about that game and move on to the next one, because, it's all about the preparation. You prepare each week for the challenge at hand, and that game is over with. And to make the progress that we need to, we have to get out of the past and move forward.
That's SMU running backs coach Clarence James. Up next, we'll have a scoreboard update. This is the SMU Mustang Network.
Norm Hitzkiss for Bob's Steak and Chop Hop.
Smirnoff Music Center, September 24th. Chevy Silverado presents Cliff Black. The Randy Rogers Band. Chris Cagle. And Leanne Rimes.
You by Kroger Food Stores and your friendly Dina.
All tickets, one more prize. On sale now at Ticketmaster.
The good people at Centennial Fine Wine and Spirits know that while some folks enjoy the taste of their favorite spirits unadorned with complimentary flavors, others venture into the world of the Cosmo Kramer, Blue Voodoo Rita, and the Cocotini. That's why Centennial offers a world-class spirit selection and all you could ever want to shake, stir, or blend into them. So go ahead, try your hand at a whoop, there it is, or not.
Win an incredible trip for two to the Napa Valley. Open your browser, click on Centennial, and sign up for the Buyer Plus card. You'll be automatically entered to win, and you'll save every day on many of your favorite beers, wines, and spirits.
The good people at Centennial would like to offer this bit of beer advice. Branch out. About 40 billion gallons of beer are produced each year worldwide. We'd like to think you could find the bulk of that in our stores, considering the more than 350 beer brands Centennial carries. After all, in the words of Ben Franklin, beer is proof that God loves us and wants us to be happy. Wise man.
Smirnoff Music Center, September 24th. Chevy Silverado presents Clint Black. The Randy Rogers Band. Chris Cagle. And Leanne Rimes.
Brought to you by Kroger Food Stores and your friendly Pina.
All tickets, one low price. On sale now at Ticketmaster.
5 minutes away from kickoff here at Kyle Field in College Station. Rick Stillis, Craig Swan, and Jimmy Christopher for SMU football. Before we get started, let's see what else is going to go on around the country today on the scoreboard.
The tickets, American Airlines scoreboard update.
Sean Bass here live in the studio. The SMU Mustangs are 1-1 on the season after a big win over TCU last week at Ford Stadium. But today the Ponies have a big challenge as they head into a hostile environment at Kyle Field as they take on the Aggies of Texas A&M. The Horned Frogs bounced back this week, however, as they beat Utah 23-20 in overtime on Thursday night. In Conference USA, there was a game played last night. Out in El Paso, the UTEP Miners picked up a 44-41 overtime win over the Houston Cougars. Other Conference USA action coming up later today as East Carolina visits Wake Forest. Southern Mississippi plays host to McNeese State. South Florida takes on Central Florida. UAB hosts Jacksonville State. The Mean Green of North Texas play up in Denton tonight. They take on the Tulsa Golden Hurricanes. Number 2 Texas plays host to Rice tonight at Darrell K. Royal. Tulane has their first game of the season as they take on Mississippi State, and Memphis is playing host to Chattanooga. NCAA Top 25, 3 games already underway today. Oregon State has a 7-0 lead over number 11 Louisville, 3 minutes to go in the first quarter in that one. Number 14 Michigan, a quick start against Eastern Michigan, 14-0. And Syracuse and number 25 Virginia are all tied up at 7 that game in the first quarter. Kicking off at noon today, number 7 Georgia takes on Louisiana Monroe. Coming up at 2:30, a whole slew of games as number 21 Oklahoma visits the Rose Bowl as they take on UCLA. Number 4 Vaught Tech plays host to Ohio tonight. Number 10 Notre Dame, a 2:30 matchup with Michigan State and South Bend. A good ACC battle as number 13 Miami takes on Clemson in Death Valley. Number 22 Iowa looking to rebound after last week's loss. They take on Northern Iowa. Number 9 Ohio State at home at the Horseshoe taking on San Diego State. At 4 o'clock, number 15, Cal takes on Illinois. Number 16, Georgia Tech taking on UConn. Tonight at 6 o'clock, number 23, Fresno State battles Oregon up in the Northwest. As I said earlier, number 2, Texas taking on Rice at 6 o'clock. Number 19, Texas Tech, they have another cupcake as they take on Sam Houston State. A big top 25 matchup tonight is number 8, Florida State visits number 17, Boston College at 6:45. 7 o'clock tonight, number 6, Florida playing host to number 5, Tennessee. And later tonight out west, number 18, Arizona State takes on Northwestern. Number 12, Purdue on the road at Arizona. And number 1, Southern California takes on the Root Hogs of Arkansas. And now let's head back to Kyle Field with Rich Phillips and Craig Swan as they give you the starting lineups as the SMU Mustangs take on the Aggies of Texas A&M.
All right, thanks a lot, Sean. The coin toss going on out at midfield right now, and the Aggies won the toss. They will defer their option until the second half of play. The SMU captains today, Brad Kiesnick, Ryan Menzel, Rolando Humphrey, and D.D. Lee are the captains today. SMU has opted to take the football first. They will go left to right. We'll set that starting offense for the Mustangs. Jared Romo at quarterback, his second consecutive start. A senior out of Antelope Valley Junior College, 6'2", 215 pounds. And running back Cedric Dorsey not expected to play today, so DeMyron Martin may get his first start. It'll depend on what kind of formation they line up in to start the game. Martin, 6'2", 215-pound redshirt freshman out of Allen High School. And the other running back who you'll see an awful lot of today, Richard Massey, the sophomore from Hillsborough High School, 5'11", 215 pounds. At wide receiver, one change in the starting rotation. Chris Foster will not start today. Instead, Zach Sledge, the sophomore out of Midland High School, gets the start, 5'11", 190 pounds. Ronaldo Pellerin, 6'3", 190-pound junior from Houston Westfield High School. Bobby Chase, 6'4", 205-pound junior out of Irving High School. And if they go with four wide receivers to start, that fourth receiver will be Jamon Cleveland, the 5'11", 185-pound junior from Baytown Lee High School. Ryan Kennedy, the tight end, a junior, 6'5", 265 pounds, out of Beeville, Texas, went to A.C. Jones High School. Chris Urbanis will start at left tackle, 6'5", 310-pound junior from Alvarado. We should also see Darren Johnson at left tackle today as well, 6'6", 295 junior for North Dallas High School. The starting left guard, Caleb Pivico, 6'4", 295-pound sophomore out of Marcus High School. Ben Pointer, the center, 6'4", 285-pound junior from Arlington Lamar High School. At right guard, Brad Kieschnick, 6'3", 270-pound senior from Spring, Texas, which Pine Oak High School. And Martin Guidry, the right tackle, 6'4", 295-pound junior out of Beaumont Ozen High School. And this is quite a scene as we got everybody going side to side in the stadium singing together. Is this what we call the Aggie War Hymn? I don't feel the press box playing like they warned us. Is it? I've been told it is moving by Armando Gonzalez, our engineer. A shout out to Armando's son Jordan listening in today. He played his first flag football game this morning as well. Yeah, they have a warning for us on the welcome to Kyle Field announcement that they left in the press box booth for us in paragraph 2, all bold letters. For our first-time visitors, please do not be alarmed as the press box will move during the Aggie War Hymn.
It is a pretty awesome sight.
We're on, they call this the Eighth War. It's a little higher than eight stories, I think, above Kyle Field.
40th on the hotel.
Look a little bit at the starting defense before we get the kickoff momentarily from Texas A&M. Jason Jack, a sophomore out of Humboldt, Texas, Humboldt High School, and Chris Harrington from Houston, St. Pius, sophomore, 272 pounds. Those are the ends, the tackles. Red Bryant, 320-pounder from Jasper High School. Johnny Jolly, a 310-pounder out of Houston Forest Brook. The linebackers on the strong side, Lee Foliaki, a sophomore, or a senior rather, from Euless Trinity High School. Justin Warren, a junior from Tyler Lee, is in the middle. And Arnis McDaniel, the weak side linebacker out of Bay City High School. Get set for the kickoff here. The Mustangs have Jesse Henderson back to receive, as well as Blake Warren, and the ball came off the tee, so Richie Bean, who is kicking off today for Texas A&M, will have to reset that, and they will kick it momentarily. The secondary at cornerback, Brock Newton, a sophomore out of Aledo High School, and Ronald Jones, a senior from Dallas Skyline High School. The strong safety, Jacobus Brown, a sophomore from Edna High School, and Jackson Appel out of Friendswood High School in Friendswood, Texas. Appel, the senior, is the leader of that Aggie defense. Here is the kickoff from Bean. It'll be taken. Now it'll go past Jesse Henderson. He may have lost that one in the sun. It kind of went alongside him. And the Mustangs will take it first down and 10 at their own 20 to start the game today.
It'll be very important for SMU to, you know, sustain some drives here early. Obviously, the crowd's going to be a factor. It's the biggest crowd I've seen in a long time, and I know it's the biggest crowd that we've played in front of a long time.
Not quite sold out, though, at end zone, which is a mammoth three-deck facility they built in the north end zone a few years ago. Not completely full. I'm glad they were able to find the top far corner of it for a few SMU fans to sell some tickets to. It's a five receiver set, and DeMyra Martin, the running back, is at a slot left. Now he'll motion into the backfield, and be to the right is Jared Romo. First down and 10 at the 20, and a full start going to be called on Martin Guidry, the right tackle.
And that's the effect of the crowd there. It's very loud. SMU's going to have to adjust to this type of setting, or you're going to see a lot of false starts here tonight.
Kickball, full start, 71 of the offense. Still first down.
Steve Yuschek, the Big 12 referee for our game this afternoon.
Great.
Kyle Field. It doesn't matter what conference he comes from, Quan. You don't like it.
It's Big 12. You know they're going to be homers.
First down, 15. SMU at their own 15. Again, the five wide, but DeMyra Martin will motion into the backfield. It leaves Ronaldo Pellerin alone to the left. Three receivers to the right. They fake it to Martin. Screen throw. Zach Sledge caught. 15. Breaks the tackle to the 19-yard line. A four-yard pickup before he is brought down by the middle linebacker, Justin Warren.
In that time, just a little outside screen play. SMU just trying to get something started. About a five-yard gain, a nice pickup. Looked like there's going to be a lot more available after he tossed the ball, but unfortunately, that A&M defense, the speed on their defense, got over there in a hurry.
Second down, 11. The ball at the SMU 19-yard line. Sledge making his first start today, by the way. Had his first two collegiate catches last week against TCU. They've gone five wide again, but two of the wide receivers are Ryan Kennedy and DeMyron Martin. Second down, 11 for the Ponies. Romo with a shotgun. Just a four-man rush, has a little time, throws, and it's a little bit too far out of the hand of Ryan Kennedy. He couldn't quite make the reception, and he had some nice coverage right there behind him as well for the linebacker, Archie McDaniel. It'll be third down.
Nice coverage that time by McDaniel. Nice route that time by Kennedy. Was just past the yard, six of 10 yards on an out, down around the numbers on the lower side of the screen, and he's got to come up with that catch, though. That's a big-time catch. Here at A&M, you got to make those plays early in the game.
Third down at 11. SMU is at the 19. Three receivers left. Kennedy tight right. Romo up at the line of scrimmage, checking the protection with his lineman. Devyron Martin is in the backfield. He will lead to the left of Romo. Third down, 11. Romo awaiting the snap. Gets it. Looks. Now he's going to bring it down. This is a draw play. Running left. Has some room to the 25. Lunges forward, but is stopped at the 29, just shy of the first down. And I believe Romo, though somebody else did, lost a shoe out there. It was one of the Texas A&M players. This is going to be fourth down and one, and I presume we'll see Ryan Mensel in the punting unit, which has been an adventure so far for the first 2 weeks of the season. A punt blocked in each of the first two games.
Nice job of blocking that time up front. A draw play from Jared Romo, and Justin Warren, the linebacker, just looked like Romo was going to be able to fall forward for the first down, but he put a nice lick that time on Romo to stop him from getting the first down and from lunging forward.
Mensel will stand at the...
Special teams has been a little bit of an issue, especially on the blocking side for punts and field goals.
Jordan Chambliss awaits at the 28 of Texas A&M to receive the kick from Mensel. He is at the SMU 15-yard line. And now a whistle and a stoppage in play.
Timeout. SMU.
Mustang call timeout. 13:28 to play. First quarter. We're scoreless. It's the SMU Mustang Network.
Smirnoff Music Center, September 24th. Chevy Silverado presents Cliff Black. The Randy Rogers Band. Chris Cable.
Brought to you by Kroger Food Stores and your friendly Fina.
All tickets, one low price. On sale now at Ticketmaster. Smirnoff Music Center, September 24th. Chevy Silverado presents Clint Black. Today. The Randy Rogers Band. Chris Cable.
Brought to you by Kroger Food Stores and your friendly Fina.
All tickets, one low price. On sale now at Ticketmaster. Smirnoff Music Center, September 24th. Chevy Silverado presents Clint Black. Today. The Randy Rogers Band. Chris Cable.
Brought to you by Kroger Food Stores and your friendly Fina.
All tickets, one low price. On sale now at Ticketmaster.
Football on the ticket.
13:28 to play, first quarter. SMU, Texas A&M are scoreless. The Mustangs calling timeout here on a fourth down and one, which had us wondering, squandering the timeout, why they were calling timeout in a punting situation.
Yeah, with, you know, about a yard to go, got nothing to lose here. Don't know if maybe they had set up maybe for a fake punt and didn't like what they saw and changed their minds there, but wouldn't be something I'm surprised, you know, for Phil Billings to pull out, you know, all the stops here today.
Scary place to do it at your own 29-yard line, a minute and a half into the game, I think. So, Mensel is to kick, Chambliss to receive at the A&M 28-yard line. They've had, again, a punt block in each of the first two games this season. They are going with a fake snap to Dede Lee. The yard is Dede Lee powers his way through the line to the 31-yard line for a first down. Man, if you're the Aggies special teams coach, how do you get beat on a fake punt after a timeout?
I don't know how that happened. Like I said, we talked about it. We thought they had changed their mind. Maybe they like what they saw. A&M, you know, coming after the punt with all the trouble we've had. What that does is open up the middle. Everybody's trying to get to the punter. They snap it to Dede Lee, and that's a first down and a huge one, Rich.
Second time in his career as the up man, Dede Lee has taken a fake punt and got about 30 yards on his other one 2 years ago at Louisiana Tech. Lee with a first down run, first and 10 punt ponies at their own 31-yard line. Gutsy call to start the game today. They got to hurry. They're down to 7 on the play clock. Romo in a shotgun, 3 receivers to the right. They're going to get a delay of game here because Romo's still checking off protection. Down to 1, and they snap the ball, and he wasn't ready for it. Romo has it bounce off his head. He picks it up. He's going to run right, and Romo makes it back to the 29-yard line before he's taken out of bounds. They are fortunate to lose 3 to the 28, and they're lucky that's all it was.
Yeah, that's the best 3-yard loss we'll probably see all night, Rich.
I don't know what was going on there because Romo was checking off protection and he hadn't
hit him
backed
in the head.
Up. He hadn't backed up completely into the shotgun when Ben Pointer snapped it. It bounced off his helmet, but he picked it up. saved any disaster there. It's 3-yard loss, second and 13 at the 28. Three receivers are stacked all in a row on the left-hand side, Pellerin alone to the right. Aggies with four men on the line of scrimmage. A draw play to Myron Martin coming right. Breaks a tackle to the backfield. Hit at the 28, and he's going to power his way forward to the 31-yard line. A 3-yard pickup brings up third down and 10.
And that time, Red Bryant, number 85, 6'4", 320 pounds, got through the line of scrimmage. We talked about that offensive line going to have to keep those big defensive linemen for an A&M out of the backfield. But luckily, DeMyron Martin, a big back, was able to just check him off.
That Red Bryant was a first-team freshman All-American last year with 34 tackles for the Aggies. Third down 10 at the 31 for SMU. Three receivers left, two to the right, and that includes DeMyron Martin, who's wide right. Romo out of the shotgun, going to drop, throw, left side, and this one is for Bobby Chase, caught at the 35, and he can't break the tackle at the 37. He'll go down at the 38, just short of the first down, about 3 yards. The Mustangs will punt. Let's check in for the first time today with Jimmy Christopher.
Made that first down, Ronnie Ben Clark told the OL, the first thing he said was get some water because it is really humid down here. Then he then told the offensive line to do what they do and be smart and avoid those false starts. The Aggies not wearing halos or Superman shirts is what Ben Clark told the offensive line.
Mustangs left the offense out there for a moment, but now the punt unit with Ryan Menzel will come on and Jordan Chambliss for the Aggies backs up to his own 25 for this kick. Mental was at the 24. They faked it last time to the up man, D.D. Lee. They won't this time. Mental has the snap, has time. Gets off a low line drive kick that Chambliss will field on the run at the 28. Going right to the 30, Rolando Humphrey will tackle him along with Avery Cleveland at the 32-yard line, and Texas A&M will have it first down and 10 there. We have 11:22 to play in the first quarter. We are scoreless. Texas A&M coming up with their first possession of the ball game.
Rolando Humphrey, nice job of coverage that time. Not a great punt by Mitchell, but Humphrey did a nice job of getting down the field and making a one-on-one tackle. And talking about the heat out there, it's going to be a hot afternoon. I think the high is forecast to be 97 degrees. It's humid. You know, the way that works against the Mustangs is the two deep on A&M squad is a lot deeper than the two deep on SMU. So it's going to be a long-fought battle for SMU here this afternoon.
Reggie McNeil, the quarterback, leading out the Aggie offense, the senior from Lufkin High School, 6'2", 209 pounds, definitely the best dual threat quarterback SMU has seen. They go with an option left to toss to Courtney Lewis. Lewis at the 32, gets by Jamie Harper to the 35. Justin Rogers will tackle him from behind at the 38-yard line. Courtney Lewis is the junior running back out of Houston Madison High School. The receivers are Jason Connor, Daquan Mobley, and Chad Schrader. The tight end is Boone Stutz. On the offensive line, Yemi Babalola from Ryan High School at quick tackle. The quick guard, Kirk Elder. The center is Cody Wallace. Aldo De La Garza, the strong side guard, and Corey Clark is the strong side tackle. Will set the SMU defense after a second down and four. A&M at their own 38. An I formation now. Courtney Lewis, the tailback. Two tight ends, one wide receiver. And that is Carter, who comes in motion towards their side of the field. Hand off to Lewis. Hit hard at the 40, but drives his way through for a first down to the A&M 42-yard line. Don Yermia Stansberry and Justin Rogers, the ends. Brandon Bonds and Adrian Haywood are the tackles. The linebackers, Alvin Abufi, D.D. Lee, and Wilson McCray, the sophomore from Lamarck High School. The corners, Rolando Humphrey and Brandon Jones. Joe Sturdivant and Jamie Harper, the Conference USA Defensive Player of the Week. Those are the starters at safety. 10:35 remaining in the first quarter. We're scoreless here at Kyle Field. First down to 10, Texas A&M at their own 42-yard line. Two wide receivers, McNeil and a shotgun. Two tight ends, Lewis to his left. First down and 10, Aggies. And I think we're going to have a procedure penalty call against Texas A&M. Looks like the guard, Kirk Elder, moved a little bit early out of Klein Oak High School. Get the call from the referee, Steve Juszczyk.
Hit ball. Offense. Number 64, 5-yard penalty.
And it was Elder who was called for that. Ted Ganji, our on-site producer, correctly pointed out to me, so it'll be first down and 15. The Aggies at their own 37-yard line. Two wide receivers again in a shotgun formation for McNeil. Lewis is to his right on first and 15. SMU with five men up on the line of scrimmage defensively. Albert Abufi moving up on the left-hand side to the line. McNeil wants to throw, does. Caught left side by Mobley at the 42. Turns upfield to the 45. Wilson McCray and Jamie Harper will tackle Daquan Mobley at the 47-yard line.
Brandon Jones was on coverage that time. He couldn't bring down Mobley, but nice pursuit from the inside by the Mustangs. That's what they're going to have all night, is four or five guys getting to the football, not just one or two.
Daquan Mobley, an interesting guy. Comes to A&M
from the Bronx, New York, and from there he went first to San Francisco Community College, of all places. He went end-to-end on the country before coming down here as a sophomore a couple of years ago.
A little bit of a culture shock down here, right?
A little bit, I would think so. It is second down and six, A&M at the 46. McNeil with three wide receivers. He's going to run an option out of the shotgun going right. He pitches it to Courtney Lewis. Lots of room to midfield. 45 to the 40. Danny Harper will take him out of bounds at the SMU 38-yard line. Alvin Abufi played the quarterback purposely, McNeil, but there was nobody outside to play the pitch man for it.
And that time, you know, Francione from his days in New Mexico to TCU and now A&M, and Alabama loves to run the option, especially when he's got a mobile quarterback like McNeil. And SMU's done a great job of getting someone on McNeil, both their big games from the running back, so they've got to get someone out there on Lewis.
McNeil is certainly a dangerous threat in the backfield. Ran for 718 yards and threw for almost 2,800 last year. Aggies first down and 10 at the SMU 38-yard line. Man in motion to the left, play action. McNeil's looking across the middle of the field, and it was tipped out by Joe Sturdivant. Incomplete, the pass intended across the middle for the tight end. It was Joey Collins who was trying to find. Nice play by the secondary.
Nice play by Sturdivant, and nice play fake that time by McNeil. It pulled the linebackers, pulled them down, left an open passing lane that time, and Joey Thomas was wide open down the middle of the field. Sturdivant able to just get across and over and top just in time to knock that ball loose.
And a nice play by the safety, Joe Sturdivant, as he was lunging in front of Thomas to bat it away. Second down, 10 at the 38 of SMU. No score early in the first quarter. Fullback motions right, handoff, no fake to Courtney Lewis. Rolling left now is McNeil, and he throws on the run, incomplete. Intended for his other tight end, Boone Stutz, but he threw it too tall, and Joe Sturdivant was right behind Stutz. It's going to be third down and 10.
And great job that time by Justin Rogers. He's had a good season so far, and, you know, that's a guy that SMU needs to keep healthy. He's had problems with a little bit of nicks and scrapes here and there. But again, a great job of staying at home on that defensive end position, not going too far on the run, staying out on McNeil, forcing him to throw the football. And that's hard to do. I'm surprised McNeil just didn't tuck it and run at that time.
It is third down and 10 for the Aggies. 9:13 to play in the first quarter. We're scoreless. A&M has the ball at the SMU 38-yard line. McNeil is in a shotgun. Three receivers left, one to the right. Now Carter will go into the backfield. There's two setbacks. He goes out for a pass pattern. McNeil brings it down. Looks like he's going to run. Now he's going to throw it on the run, and he finds Shaquan Mobley. Mobley gets a foot down at the 23. First down, Texas A&M.
Mobley barely able to get a foot down, and that's the problem with McNeil. You have good coverage. He starts to scramble outside the pocket. You got linebackers starting to pull up and get off their coverage because of the threat of McNeil running the football, and then he finds the receiver downfield.
First down and 10, Aggies at the 43-yard line of SMU. 9:05 to play in the first quarter. We are scoreless. Texas A&M on their first possession of the ballgame. The fullback, Chris Alexander, in front of Courtney Lewis, the tailback, in an I formation. Two tight ends. The handoff is to Lewis, running right. Alvin Abufi gets him by the shoelace, loses it, ball comes down, and the Mustangs have recovered the fumble at the 15-yard line. Diving in there for it is Charlie Berry, and coming out of the pile is actually going to be Adrian Haywood on the fumble recovery.
Nice play that time by the defense. Again, they give up a big third down. They don't get their heads down. They stay in there. Abufi almost has a tap at the line of scrimmage. Didn't see who knocked that ball out. And then there were nothing but white shirts when that ball came out downfield.
And make it 68, not 60. Randy Denman recovered the fumble for the SMU defense. So the Mustangs, coming in at plus 4 in turnover margin, make that plus 5.
D.D. Lee, it looked like, got a hand around the outside and popped that ball out. Great job by D.D. Lee.
We have 8 minutes and 59 seconds to play in the first quarter. SMU first down and 10 at their own 16. Play action, throw right on the screen to Zach Sledge. He'll pick up about 3 yards to the 19-yard line.
It's a little outside throw to the receiver with the other receiver blocking. What Zach Sledge has got to do, a couple times we've seen that play, instead of trying to get outside, that allows A&M speed to get to him. You cut up, get north and south as quickly as possible, take your 3 or 4 yards, and get ready for the next play.
It'll be a second down and 7 for the Mustangs from their own 19-yard line. Richel Massey in the backfield along with the Byron Martin now. 3 wide receivers for SMU. 3 down linemen for the Aggies. Handoff going left to Byron Martin. A little bit of room to the 22 before he runs into the pile there. It'll be third down.
It's going to be critical for SMU's offense to stay on the field with the heat today and not force their defense out on the field too early in the first half to allow A&M to wear them out.
Third down for SMU, 8 minutes and 5 seconds remaining in the first quarter. And Texas A&M changes the personnel of defense. Mustangs 0 for 2 on third down. They've made one fourth down on a fake punt. This will be third down of four from the SMU 22. Romo in a shotgun at five wide receivers, empty backfield. Romo looking left, throwing, caught. No, it's dropped by Ronaldo Pellerin. He had it right in his hands and just didn't hang on to it. And he was covered over there by Marquise Carpenter, the sophomore transfer from Coffeyville Community College, a guy they didn't know would play this year because he had to have surgery to have a steel rod inserted in his leg, but he is playing this afternoon for the first time this season.
And that's a couple of drops, one by Pellerin, another one by Ryan Kennedy, big drops on third down that would have allowed for a first down. They can't have those type of plays.
Fourth down, Mensel is on to punt. Jordan Chambliss awaiting at the 30-yard of Texas A&M. Mensel at his 8-yard line to field his punt snap. Aggies have eight men up to rush this punt. They don't get anybody. They get a man through now, and it's blocked. Third block of the year, Aggies touchdown. The touchdown scored on a block punt by Ty Ranyon.
Not a great snap. The ball floated back there, but the punter's got to get, Mitchell's got to get rid of that ball. He's got to have the sense of urgency when the ball doesn't get back there in a hurry. Teams have been getting pressure on you. Drop the ball, kick it, get it down the field.
Gave you the wrong 19. Jackson Appel on the block punt with the touchdown. So the Aggies score first on special teams.
Got to get rid of that ball quicker. Not the type of touchdown you need to give to A&M, an easy one there.
Todd Pegram on to kick the extra point for Texas A&M. They have a 6-0 lead. Bad snap, but they get the hold down and get the kick up, and it is good. With 7:37 remaining first quarter, the Aggies 7.
I'm Officer Smith. I'm going to have to ask you to step out of the vehicle, please.
My life is a wreck.
Well, I have some great news. I was able to save thousands of dollars in interest by having my credit repaired at RepairMyCreditNow.com.
What?
Thanks, RepairMyCreditNow.com. Hi, it's Fitz. And what you heard just a second ago was me acting like a police officer. No, I might have fooled you, but this is real life. RepairMyCreditNow.com. Is your life a wreck? RepairMyCreditNow.com. Slow pace, no pace. Has your wife told you to hit the highway?
You better hit the wreck.
Charge offs, bankruptcy, repos.
RepairMyCreditNow.com.
Your credit is your future. Log on now.
RepairMyCreditNow.com.
It's the law. All items on your credit report must be validated or deleted. Log on now.
RepairMyCreditNow.com.
Your credit is your future. Look to your left. Look to your right. Your father, your boss, your next-door neighbor. 3 out of 4 of you are infected. Your credit is your future. Protect it. Get your credit tested now.
Log on. RepairMyCreditNow.com.
Mustang football on the ticket.
The ticket!
Mustangs give away a free one there. A punt block. Third week in a row they've had a punt block. Jackson Appel picks it up and has to run, I don't know, maybe a yard to get it into the end zone for the A&M touchdown. 7:37 to play in the first quarter. It is 7-0 Texas A&M.
And three, like I said, Rich, three punt blocks in three consecutive weeks. And that time I'd have to put it on Mensel. You know, the snap wasn't great. It took a little, floated back there, but still the ball got there. When you get a snap like that, you got to have, you know, a sense of urgency to get rid of the ball. Don't try to boom a 45-yarder. Just get it off the end of your foot and get it down the field and let your guys run down there and make a tackle. Just not a very good heads-up play that time by Mensel.
Mustangs will kick off here momentarily. First time they have been here and played the Aggies at all since 1995, a game. I know Craig Swan wasn't too happy with the end result, though.
Oh, it was terrible. We had them down. My roommate Kevin Thornton makes the most unbelievable catch you'd ever remember, just laid out horizontally. We go up. And then Aggies make a couple first downs to get two pass interference calls. And then a Hail Mary where Albert Connell catches the ball out of bounds. Still not a day goes by, Rich, and I don't think about that. And
they got a feed in bounds.
Yeah, after he was out of bounds.
After his back landed out of bounds.
I think that was some Southwest Conference officials in the last season trying to preserve a undefeated season before Tech. And the Longhorns later beat him in that year.
The kickoff from Maine. It's going back to Jesse Henderson. He'll take it about 5 yards deep and running it out to the 5, to the 10. He is hammered at the 13-yard line. The Aggie special team doing the job there, and the SMU will start off deep in their own territory.
And again, you know, if you're returning a kick and you're taking your step back as you're catching the ball in the end zone, down it, let your team go out on the 20. Not a smart play. We've seen that a couple times this year so far out of Henderson. He's got to be a smarter player than that.
7:34 remaining first quarter. SMU trailing Texas A&M 7-0. The Mustangs first down and 10 at their own 13-yard line. Ronaldo Pellerin alone to the right. Bobby Chase, Ryan Kennedy, and Ritchell Massey are all bunched up on the left-hand side. Martin is in the backfield next to Jared Romo. First down 10. And they give. It's a fake to Demyra Martin to throw out the flat. And it's a little too tall. And Ritchell Massey can't come up with an incomplete. Let's get a scoreboard update from Sean Bass.
One interesting early game going on today in the top 25 is number 11, Louisville, right now leading Oregon State by a score of 14-10, 10 minutes to go in the second quarter.
We have 7:29 remaining in the first. Texas A&M 7, SMU nothing. Rich Phillips, Frank Swan, and Jimmy Christopher with you at Kyle Field this afternoon. Two setbacks, three wide receivers on second and 10. They fake it to Martin, running option right. Pitches to Massey a little high. He brings it down okay, but Massey is going to be spun down at the 16-yard line by Jordan Chambliss, only a pickup of three.
Looks good getting to the outside, but Jared Romo got to hold on the ball longer that time. He didn't have anyone on him.
Right, he
I don't know
already.
If he's just avoiding a hit or what, but you got to. We're just not seeing some smart plays right now by the Mustangs. Massey misses the ball. Romo overthrows a little bit. You can't make these type of mistakes against a good team like A&M.
Third down 7. Mustangs at the 21. Three receivers left. And Romo will roll that way. Has a little bit of pressure. Throws on the run. And Jaylon Cleveland drops the pass incomplete. It'll be fourth down. And, boy, Jared Romo not being helped out by his receiving crew this afternoon.
That's three catches. That would have resulted in three first downs. One by Kennedy, one by Pellerin. That time Cleveland. Bill Bennett's just going to start rolling in some freshmen in there if they can't pick it up.
It's fourth down. Ryan Mensel on to kick once again. Last one blocks for a touchdown that Jackson Appel picked up. Chambliss awaiting at the 46 of Texas A&M. 6:49 remaining in the first. Aggies have the 7-0 lead. Dede Lee, the personal protector, who on the first punt formation of the afternoon ran a fake and got a first down. The snap is a little